Leave it alone.
Oh, here we go. God. Go, Tug, we're here.
It started again.
It started again.
Thank God.
Thank God. Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what?
Exactly.
I needed the holiday. By the time we got to the end of last year, I was like, I need a break.
Yeah.
It had been a long year.
Yeah.
And I was ready for a rest. But then, like, as the week built up, and we were getting closer and closer, and your social media feed starts getting full of fucking Dawna clips and all the shit. I was like, okay, I'm ready now. Oh, I'm ready. Ready
too.
To go.
Me too.
Hello.
Where are you?
You're not even in the fucking studio. Where are you?
I'm in Asia. Asianing.
You're Asianing. Asianing. Oh.
Yes.
Is that a metaphor?
I don't know what that means.
You're Asianing.
Asianing. Asianing is good. Asianing. You're looking very tan, brother. You're looking very tan.
Yes.
And relaxed.
I'm not as tanned as my cousin Pepito. He's very, very tan.
No, Pepito is a very handsome man.
He's a very handsome man.
He's like a large, fabulous Quattararo.
Yeah.
Without pearls.
With no hair.
Yeah. With no hair. Yeah.
But there's a lot to be said for men with no hair.
Man, we have
the biggest show ever today.
Ever.
It's the new year started.
Yes.
The new season, I can't wait.
We got new sponsors. We got new music. We got new
Music. Yeah, you're already with the music.
Oh yeah, we got special stuff happening. But we need to start now, or we'll never get it done.
Okay,
let's go. Start the show.
That's the same music. That's not new music. That's the old music. You promised me new music.
It's coming.
Oh, I got all excited.
Hello, everyone.
What a letdown.
And welcome to the 75th anniversary of the 2024 season of the greatest fucking sport in the universe.
Yes.
Which is brought to you by the greatest podcast ever made, Mara Pidgey.
Yes.
We're back, bitches.
We are a match made in the heavens. It's like when Johnny Depp married Amber Heard and she shit in his bed because she loved him. It's so good to be back with you all.
Rod's shrugging his shoulders. He doesn't know what's an Amber Heard.
She's a bed shitter.
A bed shitter.
Out of love.
Yes. But it's only because she loved him so much.
She shed his bed.
I know. That was a great court case.
It was.
As a legal watcher, I did enjoy that one.
Yes, it was glorious.
It was a glorious.
Fucking train.
Where did our fucking holidays go? That went so quick. And I did what all great racers do in the off season.
What?
I went and got married.
Congratulations, yes.
Thank you, brother.
Tugs got married. Yeah. That's great.
Number one and I tied the knot. It was good fun. We had a good day. Yeah. And then we jumped on our bikes and fucked off to Tasmania for a week for a holiday. It was good.
Yes.
We had a great time.
Excellent.
Hello to all those people we bumped into down there.
How are you, Boris? What have you been doing?
Oh, mate, I've been very busy out on the land, ruraling, right? But I have to tell you, I fucking love Qatar.
Yeah.
Qatar.
Yes.
Because Qatar is the American.
Qatar. Because I'm crazed by sleep deprivation. When I watch it, I hear the desert sing to me. I hear the roar of the bull camels as they're being milked for breeding.
Milk?
Yeah. You know, if they're
is
not,
what you call it, milk?
Yeah, when they milk a camel. If they're not relieved in that way, they get feral and sexy. No one needs the sex up bull camel chasing some important sheik around the fucking dunes. So they take the camel milking very seriously. It's a real problem.
Yeah.
But there's another problem.
Mm-hmm.
I felt a tingling in my man bits when I heard Matt Burt's voice.
Oh.
This only ever used to happen when I heard the erotic intonations of that Scottish sex sound of Nick Harris.
Oh, yeah, he did have
Oh, fuck, man. He's got the best voice in the fucking world. Perfectly understandable, of course, that I would get a little bit excited.
What about Lewis?
Nah. I like Lewis, but he doesn't make it sexy, right? But, you know, it doesn't happen with Lewis.
Doesn't get you
But
the
it's
ghoulies.
Happened with Matty Burt now. I think it's maybe because I was overstimulated with a new season.
Matty gave you wood.
He did.
He'll be pleased with that. He G'day, did. Matty. Hello, the boys. Welcome back for another year.
Matty on the fucking show.
Good job on the weekend, by the way, boys, for the first crack. That was good.
Yeah, outstanding.
Yes, I think they did an outstanding job. I'm very, very happy this. Thank you so much, MotoGP, for coming back and bringing the boys back. And don't worry, Lewis. Your sex will come through in the next couple of years. I swear.
It's when his testicles descend into his sack.
Well, he has a plan now. He has a mission. He must make Boris have wood.
Yes.
Yes. And we've got a very, very special guest on today's show.
That's right.
A future world champion.
She's probably the best smelling guest we've ever had.
Oh, by far.
By far.
By far.
We are fucking smelly motherfuckers like fucking Matt Mladen and fucking Simon Crafar and Remy Gardner. Yeah. They're men. They smell like men. This one smells like a woman.
A good smelling woman.
Good smelling woman.
Yeah.
Like Taylor Ralph.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's going to contest the Women's Championship. We're going to talk. We share a sponsor, AMX Superstores,
yep.
Which is great. It's like Kismet. And we'll be talking to her later on in the show.
Yes, that's going to be good fun.
Right.
Should we do a segment?
We should.
We told you so.
Yes.
I like this one. Proudly sponsored by Harley Davidson. This is very Harley Davidson music.
It is very Harley Davidson music.
I don't know if their marketing people would have chosen it for them, but, you know.
What do they know?
Well.
Marketing people.
They know nothing. They know nothing.
Just ask Matt Oxley. We'll get to that later.
All right. So from Harley Davidson. Harley Davidson. Harley Davidson is inviting Australia and New Zealand riders to find the one.
I heard about this.
It's an open house.
Yeah.
So on March 16th, which is very soon.
This weekend.
Harley Davidson is inviting everyone across Australia and New Zealand to go into dealerships for an open house in search of the one.
Are the dealerships not normally open?
They are. But so you've got to find the perfect bike, and it can be an overwhelming task. So the whole purpose of this is you can check out the new Harley Davidson X models. It's celebrating its lineup across all the participating dealerships. So whether you're starting out or whether you're just looking or whether you thought, you know, I might go buy a Harley, go and have a look at the model year 24s, including the Road Glide Limited. The model 23-year run-out offers are still available for a limited time. So go to freedomharley.com, Harley Dealer Consultation, for more information. And I've got that fucking magnificent CVO at the front.
I picked up the
Street Glide.
We're all about the Harleys at the moment. You got the gorgeous CVO at the front, and I'm riding the little X500.
Yeah, good. Yeah, good.
And then, Rado's riding nothing.
That's right. Nothing.
And then tomorrow I swap it for the X350. What have I done to deserve all of this?
I read that you'll love it.
Uh-huh.
The X350 is great.
The 500's a pretty good thing too.
It's not
bad. What did we tell you?
We told him lots of stuff.
Well, Tug, you did. You said that Mark Marquez will be faster than Ducati.
Well, he's fucking fast on anything.
He's fucking fast on
He was
Ducati.
Still fast on a Honda, and on the weekend, where did they come? Last, second, last. Oh, no, that was Jack.
Yeah, but he crashed.
Yeah, I know.
We'll get into that a bit later.
How's it working out for you, Luca? Big-time factory rider, Luca.
And I told you all that Pedro Acosta was the baby fucking Jeebus, and Hervé Poncharal now sees this too.
Yes.
Hervé said he is special.
Yes.
He's different.
He's Jeebus.
He's fucking Jeebus.
He's baby Jeebus.
Yeah.
Now the whole paddock knows what we were talking about.
That's exactly right. Did you see that shit?
Don't forget what Fredo told him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Fredo told them.
When we spoke to the Simon Kreifers, I said, you watch, Pecco will sign before the first race.
You did. Actually, you said that when we spoke to Simon at the end of last year. So not just in the last show, it was after Valencia test.
Yes.
You said Pecco would sign for 2 years, and he did.
You're like a seer.
Yes.
It's which is really good because you're part of this. We got a new segment for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, later on.
We also told you, I need to start the year and give the journalists a kick in the balls.
Oh, good.
It's early.
Fucking kick those.
Doesn't take them long.
Kick them round bastards straight to their fucking throats.
Told you that the fish pond of MotoGP journalists is full of gropers and sea snakes. And I'm looking at you, James Dealhen. Is that it? Dealhen.
What's the fuck? Never heard of him.
He writes for Crash.net.
No, right. Okay.
That's a fucking horrendous website full of clickbait bullshit.
Yes.
But these people steal shit from us.
Yeah,
and then they write it as though they had an interview. Like when I wasn't here for your last conversation with Simon Crafer. But the next day after our podcast, the next day, fucking this cock is putting, you know, Simon Crafer said this, not a mention of where he said it.
You piece of fucking shit.
Yes, you're a piece of shit, James. We know you're listening too, cock.
I don't care if you fucking take the shit, but fucking attribute it. You know, like, what are you? Have you got nothing? Fuck you.
They're all scared of us. That's why.
Yeah, well, I punch people.
And they don't want to admit that they listen.
I fucking punch people.
No one wants to admit they listen to the show.
Does that piece of shit go to Tomato GP?
No, I think he just sits in a basement.
Piece of rubbish.
He sits in his mother's basement.
Yells at his mother. Give me some more tea! Yeah. Huzzah!
Well, let's move on to some news. Shall we move on to some news?
Yeah, well, we've never got any more. Well, hang on. We told you so.
Here's something else that we can get to. So, Matt, well, while we're talking about journos, Matt Oxley's had a whinge too.
Yeah, I read that.
Matt's been having a gripe.
Yeah.
Apparently one of the PR people from KTM had a crack at him for misquoting the riders.
Or something. I don't know. I got too long, didn't I?
I know. So Matt wrote an article complaining about it. Like, who are these PR people to dare question me type of shit? And then Matt basically admitted that he misquotes riders.
Well, he said he edits their quotes. He edits them for brevity,
and to make them readable.
Well, he's right that happens.
But there's an art to quoting somebody where what you put in the inverted commas is a direct quote. You don't have to put the entire fucking thing in.
If you're putting it in direct quotes, then it has to be a direct quote.
It should be a fucking direct quote.
Or fuck off.
I'm sorry. I'm that's fucking hard and fast for me.
Or you can say he said that. You know, blah, 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 but not inverted commas. That's a direct quote. Right?
Yeah.
So, but anyway. Yeah. Look, he'll fucking do. He won't shit.
Right? Oh, look, he's up against it, though, because all these rumours, we'll get to this too, about Dorna potentially being sold off.
If he
thinks the PR people now are hard to deal with, wait until Formula One gets their fucking teeth into it. There's a whole world of hurt coming for you, Matty. And if you don't like the new wave of 25-year-old pretty PR girls, just fucking wait.
All right.
Yeah.
News.
Ooh. That's not bad. Is that like some Serbian funk?
No.
Just funk.
Funk. My son, I got my son involved in
this. Ah, good. So he's got taste.
Yeah, he's got some taste. So we have a brand new fucking sponsor.
Well done, Andrea. That was good. I like that.
We have a brand new sponsor, brother.
Really?
Yes.
Which one's this? Oh, this is Compass Expeditions.
Compass Expeditions, yeah.
These are like travel people. They take people all around the world.
They do. They're a tour company. They are amazing from everything I've been able to read. And I know Pete Vorst, he's out there running the marketing and stuff like that.
Pete's big boss man,
well,
kind of.
He's not the owner, but he runs the marketing.
Biggish, so bossish type guy.
We had a kismet thing, you know. Yeah, we've ridden some miles. I love Pete. He's a great operator and a lovely bloke. So this Compass Expeditions has 25 years, right, experience. Unmatched anywhere in the industry, right? And they tour on every continent on the planet apart from Antarctica because not allowed to go touring there.
Yeah, we should do something about that. we could use those ice speedway bikes.
Yeah, we could.
That'd be great.
So 10 times Dakar competitor Simon Pavey works with Compass Expeditions. So he provides logistics and planning. Australian training courses and tours. The extreme adventure company, Max Adventures, who led actor Ralph Fiennes to the North Pole, they approached Compass Expeditions to do the Road of Bones expedition. They run small groups between 15 and 20 people, and check this out. Their adventures, right, range from 5 days to 100 days.
100 days.
100 days.
That's a holiday and a half.
Fuck me. I could not come home.
You'd have to retire.
I could not come home. My wife would forget who I was.
Yeah.
You know, after 100 days. But
after 3 days. My wife would forget. She's only new.
So we'll be talking a lot about Compass this year, obviously, because they're sponsoring this segment. But there's lots more to know. They seem to be the place to go.
They're the big boys.
They're the big boys. They're the slick ones.
Right. Okay. What news have we got?
Well, we've got to check them out. How do you find them? How do you find them?
Ah.
That'd be
CompassExpeditions.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. CompassExpeditions.com.
Or something like that. Google is your friend.
CompassExpeditions.com. It's as simple as that, right?
Right. We're so good at this.
What? Fuck off. What? I've got some ring rust here. I've got fucking papers everywhere. Fuck me dead.
Let's get into the news. What's happening?
Well, the first one is, you already alluded to it in We Told You So, Pecco extends his contract through to the end of 2026.
Yes.
So he will be in red for another 3 years, including this year.
Well, Gigi.
Off the market.
Gigi said, we are extremely happy to have Pecco with us again for 25 and 26. And he said, yes, that screaming noise is Jorge Martin screaming at us in Spanish. We expect that to continue all season.
Yes.
But we
he wants to add the seat.
Oh, he said a lot of stuff. He said, fucking, you know, together we have written an important page of motorcycle history. Pecco was the first Italian rider to win a world title in MotoGP with an Italian bike. Together we brought back a rider's world title that had been missing for 15 years because of milk, apparently. In addition to these results, Bagnaia continues to demonstrate that he is in perfect harmony with his bike and team, unlike some people, and I'm looking at you, Valentino, Casey, and Mamba Lorenzo. And for all these reasons, because his grid girl is very hot, it was natural for us to want to continue with him. Therefore, we look forward to this new chapter together, confident we can achieve important results. Thank you, Gigi. He's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was very vociferous. That's a lot of talking for Gigi.
He fucking loves Pecco.
He does.
He fucked me dead. So now,
Pecco will be there till he's 50 the way he's going.
Did you guys see Moto3 bikes now lapping under Rossi's 500cc lap record on the NSR 500?
It's ridiculous.
Fuck.
Yeah, I don't put too much into that.
I do. That's awesome.
That was at one particular track. Where was that? Was that Jerez or Valencia or whatever? Whichever track they were talking about, the track's had some work over the years. It's a bit quicker. And then you throw in new surfaces and improvements in tire technology. Don't forget, the Moto3 bikes, they've picked up a second and a half to 2 seconds a lap this year just by changing to Pirelli.
Yeah, we did see that.
You know, like 20 years in tire development means a lot.
Obviously.
So, yeah, everyone getting all excited about that. It's like, man.
I got excited.
Yeah, I did.
I spotted a little bit.
Yeah. I was just like, meh.
No, it was good. Vermin Aldegar.
Vermin
is rumoured to be getting a Pramac Ducati in 2025, but since he's still only 18 this year, he can't do it. So who is Pramac going to chuck out at the end of the season is the question.
Oh, I think we all know the answer to that.
Yes.
But I don't. Geez, Vermin would have to have a good first three or four rounds, wouldn't he?
Mm.
I mean, he hasn't done enough to earn a MotoGP ride yet.
Oh, according to the commentators, he has.
Oh.
They got a bit excited.
No, look, he's good. He's the boy's good, but he's not Pedro Acosta, is he?
No.
You know, so you know he, and to go straight onto a Pramac Ducati, which is a factory bike, I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm not sure. There's so many riders in the rider market. They're going to have their choice.
Absolutely.
I don't believe it. I think they hold on.
Speaking of riders who are not on the riders' market, we have the captain's brother.
Oh, Paul.
Paul. And Paul said Paul's found God.
Did he?
Yeah. Oh. He said, he confessed. He said, I confess I'm relieved not to race, but I feel fast. In any case, God will say.
Well, he and I have something in common because I'm relieved he's not racing too. I was seriously worried for him last year when he came back because that was a brutal crash that he had early last year.
When he came back from that,
I kind of felt, you know, some riders, they get to that point where they have that crash in their career where you kind of go, it's probably time now, you know. It's like, to his credit, he showed some speed when he came back. So, and I like Paul. Paul's nice. He's not like his brother.
In other news, His Excellency Carmelo spoke about the promised Kazakhstan round.
Mm.
He said, I hope so.
He's a prophet. He's a prophet, that guy.
But he also said, but that cannot say everything.
Mm.
And we have a bigger problem. Jorge Martin has not stopped swearing. The camels will not give milk. It is a big problem.
There's a number of problems.
Look, the Kazakhstan is not. I'm sorry, that's not going to happen again. And what?
And
I'm hearing that India has a bigger problem there.
I'm hearing India is a bigger problem than Kazakhstan.
They have not paid the bills.
That's right.
It's true. Yeah, they didn't pay for nothing yet.
They paid for nothing.
Yeah. 6 months ago.
Yeah. And if they don't pony up, and here's the other thing, they'll have to pay for this year in advance now.
Yeah.
So it'll be pay for last year and pay for this year in advance, or you're not getting it.
So we're down to 20 rounds now.
Yeah. Look, and I think it's one of those things where a lot of the people in the paddock enjoyed going to India because it was different.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was so fucking hot, they'd be happy not to go back. They're like, oh, we've done it now.
Yeah, Jorge Martin almost died.
I know. We've done it once. Don't need to do it again.
Let's not go do that again. In other news, the captain has put El Capitano on his helmet.
I know.
To help people who have forgotten.
I think we win, don't we? Do we win something for that?
Because we have to. He fucking put it on his fucking helmet.
I love it when they adopt our nicknames.
For fuck's sake. You put it on your fucking helmet.
I know. It's great.
Jesus. Fuck. The fuck is wrong with you?
I love it when they listen.
They all listen. Here's the news. The tire pressure rules have changed again. who'd have thought? Remember, we got to the end of last year and the rule was going to be for 2024, if your tire pressure on the front drops below a certain amount, you get disqualified. Yeah, yeah. And we said, no, not going to do that. No one's going to do that. And then, of course, no, they've changed it. So the rules have changed. They've actually lowered the lowest threshold.
Right.
So they've dropped it a little bit. Michelin's running around with their fucking hair on fire going, no, you can't do that. People will die. But they've lowered the minimum pressure and they've changed the percentage of the race. So now you've got a thing where for a certain percentage of the race, I think it's 60% of the race, your tire has to be above that pressure. Fuck. So it can drop below it for a certain amount of time. It's just a fucking shambles. I don't know how they're going to deal with it. It'll change again. There's an upcoming. We told you so. They'll change it again at some point.
Oh yes, of course they will.
So the other stuff that we've heard
is the big news.
This is the big. Yeah. The owners of MotoGP are in talks to sell for 3.4 billion English pounds. That's like fucking 300 million Australian dollars or something.
700 billion.
700 billion.
It's like the entire GDP of Australia.
Yeah, Australia, right? They are seeking a sale, quote, within weeks, unquote, according to the report. But the timetable remains uncertain. And who's buying? Bridgepoint, a private equity firm, is the biggest shareholder in Dorna. And is in negotiations. That's who's doing it. Liberty Media are the owners of Formula One, are named as an interested party by Sky News. Rival bidders are also in the mix, though. We understand they are Pornhub, Elon Musk, Harvey Norman, Monsanto, China National Offshore Drilling, China Bad Enterprises, and China.
Just China itself.
China itself.
Yeah.
The price could deviate from 4 billion. However, Bridgepoint owns nearly 40% of Dorna. A slightly smaller amount is owned by the Canada Pension Plan Investment Board.
Because that's what you want your pension plan investing in.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, Dorna's management also shares. I don't know. Should we start a GoFundMe page? Maybe we could buy the fucking thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Patreon. That's right. Okay, everybody.
Patreon people, we'll put your money into Dorna shares.
Yeah,
we go.
We'll stop. We'll cut it off when it gets to five billion pounds.
And then we'll.
If we don't get it, we'll just take the money.
and spend it on prostitutes
and drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, as if anyone would expect us to do anything else. And the CEO of Formula One, the controlling mob of Formula One, was there on the weekend.
Yes.
He was in Doha. So I think this one will evolve rapidly, actually. I think you'll see something very quickly.
Let's see.
We will see.
Well, that's it for the news. Thank you to Compass Expedition.
Yes.
Yes. Well, lots more about that. Right. We have a new segment.
A new segment.
It's WSBK Street Meat Heat with Ianone.
That is Ianone music.
That's 70s porn music.
That's John Travolta right there.
70s porn music.
I'm imagining Ianone with his leathers undone and a big fucking medallion.
I'm imagining Rod Jeremy sucking his own dick when I hear that. It's just the best shit ever.
Rod's nodding approvingly.
Yeah.
Now in 2024, we're making World Superbikes great again.
Yes, we are.
Yes. And I got an email during the week from Andrea.
Because that's who's running this whole
thing. Well, Andrea and I go way back.
Yep.
And so he sent me an email and says, "Hello, Tug, my old friend. I got a podium, see? I'm not very good with my Italian. No. You're going to have to bear with me. I am back, like I told you. This year, I want to be on your show, just like the captain. So I will have some fun this year. I am writing an email to some of the other superbike riders to, how you say, fuck with their heads. Valentino taught me this one. And I will do, because my good looks alone are not enough to win. I must fuck with their heads. Valen told me this is called in English a head job. So I will give all the good riders a head job. Every week I do this. I started in December, but I will do it all year. I will blind copy you on my email so you can read them to your stronzos. But don't tell anyone it was me who sent them to you. I want the riders to be surprises." Oh, I think I've ruined that already, haven't I?
No, that's all right.
Oh, well. And he says, "And tell your lady fans, please do not send me any more of their underwear, especially the ones that are not size small."
That's right. No fat girls. That's how it is.
So here's all the emails he sent out after Phillip Island. "Dear Alvaro, it is over. You are finished. Your little monkey body cannot help you anymore. That is all. Your old friend, Andrea." He's starting well. Yeah. Start as you mean to finish, Andrea.
Yeah.
"Dear Remy, you should have gone surfing. Yes, it was nice for you to share a racetrack with the great one, that is me, but that is as close as you will get to me. I hope you could smell a hint of my incredible new aftershave as I came past you. It is called Beefcake. Soon I will announce that I'm going to become a dual Australian citizen so I can steal all of your fans. Your new mate, Andrea." And this, oh, here we go. "Dear Toprak, I like that you showed the big skinny Englishman that you deserve to get his bike. Although he is still on a BMW and will be coming for you in the night. Do not sleep. I am told he carries a knife in his sock. I will try and protect you, but I cannot be everywhere, you understand. These girls won't root themselves. Your protector, Andrea." Oh, here we go. Look at this one. "Dear Sam and Alex."
The Lowe sisters.
"Does your mother know which one of you she dropped when you were babies? I think it was you, Sam. But that isn't why you're here. In fact, why are you here? Ha 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 ha. I laugh at your munted heads and funny accents. Signed, your tormentor, Andrea." Oh, there's one more. "Dear Niccolo." Well, this is Niccolo Bulliger.
Bulliger, yeah.
"What the fuck, bro? This is American words, see? First, you come up to Superbikes as a rookie and win at your first event. But not only that, they say you are beautiful. Very beautiful, some says. But I do not agree. I think your beauty is only in your flowing hair. And if you shaved it off, you would be ugly. So I will shave it off. I will get Rabat to hold you down behind the toilets, and I will shave you with a sharpened MotoGP winglet that I found in the gravel trap at Siberia on my track walk. I have sharpened it with my teeth, and it is waiting to slide cleanly along your scalp. Then we will see who is beautiful. Your nemesis, Andrea."
Bravo.
Oh, this is going to be a big year.
It is going to be a big year for Andrea.
Great stuff.
Did you guys watch the races? Mm. The Supers? Yeah. Phillip Island? It was fantastic.
It was great.
The racing was amazing. Niccolo Bulliger won the first race from Locatelli and Andrea Iannone with his first podium. But how good was that?
Four years
out.
Fuck.
And then podium first race.
Fuck, he's a thing. He's a fucking thing.
He can bang. Race two, Alex Lowe's won. For Kawasaki, followed by Bautista and Danilo Petrucci. Yeah, so it was good. And good to see Phillip Island once again decided to resurface the track 2 weeks before a major fucking event.
So they had to put pit stops in.
Oh, we're going to have pit stops because the track can't handle it. For fuck's sake.
Why not?
At least Fiamani didn't hit the seagull this year.
Yeah. That's true. He left the seagull.
Proving my point that he's not so much a hit with the birds in it.
That's a fucking dad joke.
That's a terrible dad joke.
Oh, God.
That's awful.
It never gets old.
Well, that's good. I look forward to street meat heat from the Iannone every round.
Something new. Right. I think it's time for observations.
Yes.
That's old music. It been repurposed. The lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again. What? What was... Can we play that again, Rod? Yeah. I need to hear that again. Need to listen.
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
rubbing the sand into my delay.
All right.
Andrew's outdone himself.
I made a prayer for the baby Jeebus.
Oh, should we all read this together like at school when we all had to read the Lord's Prayer?
We should.
Has he sent you a copy there, Fredo?
Yes, I got it.
Should we all read it together?
We're ready.
Okay. We're ready.
Yes. You start. Our Pedro.
Who
art a Costa. Baby Jeebus be thy name.
Thy time has come.
The bitches run to you on earth as they do in Ibiza. And give us this day a killer pass and lead them all as a rookie sensation. For thine is the podium, the grid girls, the contracts, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
I think that should be the opener of the show, Rod.
Every show. Should be a fucking ringtone. Right.
How good was it to see Davide Brivio back?
Oh, fuck.
Yes.
Lovely.
And now I tell you what, it's another fucking we told you so because when Suzuki finished up and he went to Formula One,
we said
he'll be back. 2 years, he'll be back.
Yep.
Sure enough. And he's come back with, what is it, Krackhouse Racing.
Krackhouse, yeah. Track pants race.
Track pants.
Track pants race.
Track pants race.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So
skid marks race.
I did also observe that it was an interesting crowd at Qatar.
It's always an interesting crowd.
Well, what little you see of it seems to consist of sheikhs, servants, people who have something to do with camels and Russian prostitutes.
Yeah, there's not much going on there. Not much.
The city is stunning. It's stunning, but it's empty.
It always looks empty.
It's empty. There's no cars.
Why did they build? Who did they build that for?
For the sheikhs.
But do they have? Is there people in those buildings?
No.
They just take photos of them.
Yeah. They light them up.
Yeah.
It's like a big amusement park.
It's a weird place.
Right. Did you also notice that there are no green bits in Qatar?
Yeah. Do you know why? Because they've put those big sawtooth curbs everywhere.
So if you go off track, you're not going to get an advantage.
No, you're not going to make up any time.
You're just going to go to hospital.
Yeah, you shake your fucking teeth out. But I'm good with that.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't mind. It didn't hurt anybody.
No one. It was awesome. It wasn't a disaster.
Yeah, but I've got to say, for a place with shitloads of money, they do the shittest fireworks ever. Did you see the fireworks at the end of the race?
Yeah.
Just had like, what's that?
Well, what's going to catch fire? Doing? Fuck you, the sand doesn't burn.
Well, you could have the biggest fireworks in the world.
Yeah.
Be great.
Yeah.
And I love the dresses that the men wear.
The jellabas.
Is that what they're called?
Jellabas.
The bottom half is like a lady's muumuu.
Yeah.
And then the top's like a business shirt. It's got a button-up collar and long sleeves. It's all like business up the top. Moo-moo at the bottom.
And no underpants.
Do they have a fly in them? Like when they go to take a slash, open a fly or do they just hoik it up?
Or hoik the fucking thing up.
Hoik the whole thing
up. You know how I know this?
No, I don't. Well, I'm not.
Have you ever done have you ever done a stopover on the way to Europe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never pissed next to a sheik, though.
Well, what choice do you have? Fuck, there's one fucking toilet in Terminal 3.
But I didn't go right next to a sheik.
And it's a hole in the ground.
Oh, you've clearly went at a different time to
me. Yeah, they fixed it now. When I first went, it was fucking horrific. And the worst part was there was a bloke there whose job it was to push stuff into the hole.
Oh.
Yeah. You think you got fucking a hard job. Oh, man.
Well, it'd be relatively easy job.
A shit pusher.
Shit pusher.
Pushing shit into holes. It was fucking awful. So they were all my observations.
So many jokes. I'm
which
not
now
say any of them.
Which now brings us to the Grey Gums.
Oh,
there's some fucking shit going on here. So
I know this is pretty.
Yeah, I need to be serious for a minute. Kind of
pretty rough.
Yeah, well they issued a press release.
So for those who aren't aware, Grey Gums Cafe is our favourite cafe on the Putty Road.
Mm.
So those people who live in Sydney want to go for a great ride. You go to the Putty Road, you stop at Grey Gums for lunch and a coffee, and yeah.
So they issued a press release, right? Iconic tourist destination under threat. So the world-famous Grey Gums International Cafe has been subjected to a sustained campaign of harassment and intimidation by Singleton Council and could face closure. Located on the stunning Putty Road, but halfway between Windsor and Singleton, the cafe has been a veritable oasis for travellers who have been stopping, reviving and surviving by enjoying a coffee or a meal for more than a decade. Owned and operated by Kim Grace, the cafe has been an integral and much-loved icon for anyone travelling to from the Hunter Valley. So it's popular with car drivers, truckies, us, guys on bikes, and has actually been the base for New South Wales RFS crews, during every bushfire crisis and operates a stop, revive and survive waypoint under contract with New South Wales Roads and Maritime Services. The cab bay, you got fucking toilets, free overnight stopovers. It has a satellite phone, tools, 24 hours a day. Kim and will help, right? Yep. Rescue helicopters fucking land there. So over the last year, Signal and Council has conducted a campaign of intimidation and harassment, seeking to have King Grace remove existing structures which were improved and made safer after being contentiously damaged by bad weather. So those pergolas, yeah,
they blew away.
They blew away, and, you know, like, fuck, they just put wooden slats on them. Yeah. Council's lost its fucking mind. Fucking they're just pieces of shit, right? And, you know, there were unsafe structures.
Yeah.
So she makes them safer, council tells them to take it there.
And makes them useful. Well, at least when you go there now, you've got some shade. So,
but on top of that, council repeatedly ignores the illegal and drug-fueled rave parties.
Oh, yeah.
Which take place on nearby properties. Hundreds of people go there and they shit everywhere. They're just fucking, you know, like feral doof-doofs. You know, it's a bush doof. Right, and repeatedly refused to have meetings with Kim. You know, it's bullshit. It's bullshit, right? This egregious overreach by council, unable and unwilling to deal with the illegal and potentially those rape parties. And would you rather focus on intimidating a woman whose business it is to welcome and look after people? Mm-hmm. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
We should maybe.
We're going to do something.
Maybe we should organise a ride to Singleton Council.
We are.
One of their meetings.
Yeah, we should go there.
I'd be up for that one. That's a great idea.
Yeah, let's get just us and 100 of our closest friends.
Yeah, or 1,000 of our closest friends.
We'll just turn up at a Singleton meeting and council meeting.
Yeah, and have a word.
What could possibly go wrong?
We love Grey Gums. Everybody support them. They're fantastic.
Yeah, fuck you, Singleton Council. We're coming for you. Right.
Go the paddy road.
Right. Go spend some money there so Kim can pay the legal fees.
By the way, this weekend, it's the Commissar's birthday. So not the weekend, Easter.
Will's birthday.
Yeah, he's got
Easter weekend. Seriously? Yeah. Will was born at Easter.
Well, yeah, it's like the Queen. Yeah. He's born when he's born.
It's like the antithesis of Jesus.
Yeah, so they got bands on all weekend and stuff. Go and have a look. It's great.
Love a bloke who celebrates his own birthday by bringing bands in.
Yeah.
Happy day.
That's a birthday party.
It's a birthday
party. Right. Another new segment.
Oh, the Team Grassini meeting minutes.
Yeah.
Do we have music?
I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water.
Okay, stand by, 13. We're looking at it.
Bruce Lee. How did Bruce Lee die?
He had an allergic reaction to a painkiller, I believe, from memory.
Is that what they call an overdose back in those days?
Something like that. You don't know anything! Right.
It'll be like water.
So we have access to the Team Grassini meeting minutes from from Qatar.
Who sent us these?
I got a thing.
We need to keep it quiet.
So present at the first meeting was Mark's brother, Mark's dad, Donatello Giovanotti, Frankie Carcetti, and Nadia Padovani. With apologies from Jorge Lorenzo and Giacomo Agostini.
They weren't invited, but they submitted apologies anyway.
Apologies anyway, right? The agenda. Number one, making Mark happy.
Yes.
Number two, using his brother as an organ farm.
Yes.
And number three, a perspiration action plan for Marquez Sr.
Well, they've got the three most important things.
That's right. Straight away. First race, first meeting.
Yep. Good.
So.
Item one,
making Mark happy.
Well, I think they did that, didn't they?
Whatever he wants.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
He seemed
happy.
He was conservative.
Yes.
He wasn't too smiley. He was just appropriately satisfied.
Yes. Yes. So big success.
I think they'll need to step it up, though.
So item two, Alex has been tasked with keeping his skin supple and his organs in top condition for when they will be needed.
Yes, and they will be needed.
Yeah. Salt has been removed from his diet.
Yeah.
He can only rinse his hair in spring water and he must keep his and he must keep his eyes closed for 22 hours a day so as not to wear them out if Mark needs them. This was moved by Frankie Carcetti and motion was unanimously carried.
Well, I did read that, you know, the diplopia issue, the double vision.
Mm-hmm.
There is a way that they can cure that. They're working on a system where you take a donor eye and you put it in the middle of the forehead.
Oh, okay.
So you have a third eye.
Oh.
And between the third eye balances out the vision and gets rid of the diplopia. So maybe that's where Alex is.
Putting carbon hole in his helmet and shit.
Well, yeah. Well, that's a whole other problem.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure Dorner will get around that.
So item three, an extra 300,000 euros needed to be added to the racing budget to acquire a pallet of secret clinical strength invisible antiperspirant deodorant for the exclusive use of the Marquez Senior.
Yes.
Mr. Marquez is to be asked not to use extra virgin olive oil from the family farm in his armpits any longer until his contention that it is best for sure is backed by medical evidence. Moved by Nadia, I can't breathe properly, Padovani. Motion was carried with two abstentions, Mark Marquez and Alex Marquez. So we'll see how we go with that, right? We'll see how we go. We may not get them every round, but we're going to get them.
Do you think Alex and Mark will continue to be like buddy brothers? Or do you think they'll turn into brothers who don't like each other very much?
I don't know. I don't think Alex is that competitive.
I think Alex is used to being second. It's okay.
Well, we'd like to welcome back BMW.
Oh.
As one of our sponsors. And this,
hello, BMW.
And this year, we shall be doing a Dear BMW.
Oh.
Yes.
This one got music too?
No.
No music?
No, there's no music, but this is their role.
Rod's itching to press something.
That'll do.
Yeah.
That's me. That's me going up the putty.
Okay.
That is not.
No wonder they want to shut Grey Gums down.
1300. No. I thought I might write a series of letters to BMW in the hope that they may pay attention to them.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Offering advice.
Well, yeah, and observations, and you know, like bon mots of wisdom.
Fair enough.
And I don't know if you saw on our Facebook. I posted on our Facebook page that black GS, the new 1300 GS. That's what I wrote to them about. I said, "Dear BMW, you bastards do have a sense of humour. I knew it. I've been to Bavaria. I know where the fun Germans live. I may be getting ahead of myself, but the Swiss built that thing, didn't they? That chocolate-eating mountain climber's got hold of one of you GS1300s, ate far too much chocolate one evening, inhaled a heap of that crisp Alpine air, and made this. Gott in Himmel, as they say in the German classics. It's hands down the most beautiful and vicious-looking GS ever created. Go on our Facebook page, check it out.
Yeah, it is good.
Fuck me, how the Swiss could even do such a thing is a mystery. All the time I imagine they were too busy guarding the Pope with pikes and mining Illuminati money. A paradigm has been taken and been invented. This is world-changing stuff, right? So I've seen these fucking things devour sports bikes. GS.
Yeah,
fucking
even
amazing.
With fucking knobbies on.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, in the right hand.
We know it's an adventure bike and probably, and maybe arguably, the very finest of those ever built, precisely because it could do so many things so well. By any objective method, GS is the incarnation of motorcycling adventure. However, Germans are not Italians, so they always lead invariably towards function over form, and because of that, your bikes never caught fire like the Italian ones did. Right, so the new GS, right, it was never going to win any beauty contests. It always looked better dirty, you know, like any such thing should. And then they made a new one.
This looks better than
that. Fucking they gave it bigger balls, Hodens. The Germans call balls Hodens.
Hodens,
yeah. And you made it lighter, and then you made it bigger to make it look, well, meaner. You know, I love that whole X thing.
Is it bigger? I haven't seen one in the flesh.
No, it's smaller.
It looks smaller.
It's physically smaller. Yeah, it's physically smaller.
That's good.
But with a bigger engine.
Of course.
It's lighter. It's like fucking 40 or 50 kilos.
Like every year things go up 50 cc's. Eventually we'll be riding a 1950 GS.
So I'd like to see one in black, but I can see the Germans right now in their German staff cafeteria, the cafeteria that has German beer on tap like any civilized nation, laughing and drinking and yelling, Prost! As you celebrate the VTR Motorrad version of the new GS, because that's who built it. The VTR Motorrad is a company in Switzerland.
Right.
Oh, it's fucking lovely. Go on their Facebook page, see what they do. They do some lovely, lovely work.
Okay, I'll check that out.
Yep.
Because that black thing is... Oh, that's a bit special. It's like a super motard with a 1350 engine.
Well. And my bike pimp at BMW, Steve, is sending me a GS.
Is he?
Yes.
Steve.
I
want it next.
I want it
after that.
That's lovely.
Hey, you know what, Fredo?
Fredo's bike.
He sent
fucking what a fucking bowl of milk. That's our gift for you, fucking cat hissing bitch.
He sent me
a rock. Say this because I'm not there. That's you right. Ass. Shit out of you.
He sent me a Roctane a few weeks ago too, Fredo. I had a Roctane for a week. That was good fun.
Well, you will go and Asianate yourself.
Yeah,
right? I'm Asianing, yeah.
You're Asian.
Too busy Asianing. There's no time to ride.
It's time.
Oh, another new. Yeah. I've been looking forward to this new segment.
Yeah, me too.
I think this is going to be my favorite.
Me too. This is.
No pressure, Fredo.
This is. No problem. Fredo's Racer Horoscope. And we have music.
Horror. The horror.
You can't handle the truth.
I look into Fredo's crystal balls. Okay. Don't worry. I am going to bring the horoscope every podcast near.
I like the new music. The new music is good.
This week I have to do Capricorn. Capricorn. Now, Capricorn peoples will have the chance to showcase their talents and achieve significant wealth and success. Unless your name is Maverick Vinyard. Who is a Capricorn?
It's like a thing.
Avoiding
of
another meltdown is unavoidable as you sink into despair. The Top Gun is near the Pop Gun and has lost his way. Your ship is sailing into rough seas. Your captain needs to be thrown overboard if you are to find your way out. Beware of the mark of the beast, who will want your seat. His dark lord is already scheming. Oh, I think that's the Carlo Panet.
Oh, Carlo Panet, okay.
Yes, the dark lord.
Negotiating with the Americans.
Funny thing is, Inaya Bastianini is also a Capricorn.
Oh.
He says, you will need to find your inner bastard in 2024. Hang on. Waiting for others to help you win will fail. The Dark Lord knows this and is already planning to sell you off to the highest bidder.
It's like a fucking slave girl market sometimes, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah.
Hang on, there's more. Oh. It says you will fall in love with a gypsy from Romania with webbed toes and six fingers.
Okay.
Your lucky numbers are 6, 6, and 6.
Bravo.
That's
God.
Great.
That's good.
Oh, my God.
Well, we have another new sponsor.
Oh,
yes. Yes, I was busy.
Justin.
Justin from Troopaloo's Garage.
Greatest motorcycle store in the world.
Well, it's fucking up there. He's a Suzuki and a Yamaha dealer.
Yeah. Do you know when he took over that place, I met Justin a long time ago when he started, and he told me all the things that he wanted. I want my bike shop to be like this. And he wasn't talking about how it was going to look. He was talking about the vibe of the place and what the service was going to be like and how everything was going to work. And he did it.
I worked there for a while.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did spare parts there for a while.
Oh, okay.
It was awful.
Yeah.
Not him.
It's a tough job.
It's the pumpers were insane, right?
Yeah, because people walk in and go, I need that little plastic clip that goes on the back of the thing and the whatchamacallit thing, and you're expected to know what that
dude,
is.
Dude, what year is your bike?
I don't know.
Well, I can't help you.
Yeah, it's a Katana.
Yeah, great. Okay,
the old one or the new one?
We're a Yamaha dealer.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
Sorry, Justin.
No.
We digress.
We do. Justin wants us to talk about his shop, blah, 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 but there's important stuff, right? If they've got a Yamaha portal and a Suzuki portal to get spare parts. So you go online and you can – just order parts online.
Look for them yourself.
Yeah, look for them yourself, right?
How much better is that than having to go to the shop?
Yeah, it's great. Also, if you say that I sent you on any bike, you get $200 worth of Borrow cash, right? So that's, Troopaloo's Garage credits in the store when you buy any bike from them.
And
so,
if you say, I sent you, they They put $200 more on your bill.
On your bill and set the dogs on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Right. So they would like us to highlight, and this is a really good bargain, mate. Like, look at this thing. It's a 2023 Suzuki GSX S750. Right? $13,890.
Seriously?
$13,890 for a GSX S750.
That's like $2,000 more than the Harley X500 I've got at the moment.
Yep. And which one would you buy?
Yeah.
So when you buy any bike from Triple U's garage, you get to be part of the Triple U crew. Your number goes in the system. Anytime you purchase anything, you get 5% off the invoice for life.
So can we go back? Is that a mistake?
No.
$13,500.
$13,890.
So less than $14,000 for a GSX 750.
Yeah.
Fucking
hell.
And it's a beautiful bike.
They're a great bike.
Yeah. Beautiful. It's lovely.
That's a four-cylinder jobby.
Yeah.
It's not one of these new twins. That's the four-cylinder GSX R750 engine type
That's
jobby.
That's the one.
Yeah,
That's the
me.
One, right? Why wouldn't you buy it, right?
Jeez.
It's brilliant. Anyway, they got, like I said, Suzuki and Yamaha spare parts online, you know, all the parts diagrams, all the models, all the time. And, you know, it's the actual parts diagrams you see at the shops.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, off you go.
That's heaps better than going and having to talk to Boris behind the counter.
Oh, yeah, because I hate you. I hate you.
Yeah, I mean, if you came to me and said I need a job, customer service wouldn't be my first thought.
No,
you know?
It's
not where I'd go.
I was starving. I needed work. It was good enough to put me on.
We've all been there.
Yeah, anyway. All right.
Oh, boy.
We come now to another news segment. It's kind of a news segment. It's the motivational mumba.
Yeah, Jorge got in touch.
Yes, he did.
And he wasn't happy that we got music? Okay, do the music.
My opinion was that the overtaking was maybe too aggressive.
I think Andrew did a great job.
Well, we really
go away. I go away for 1 month. 1 month. Yeah. And you boys have just changed the whole show.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, but everybody's listening going, well, this is different. It's not the same old shit. That's good.
Yeah, we got it.
But George did get in touch because he wasn't because last year we relegated the wisdom of the George to Patreon.
Yes.
To the Patreon podcasts, and he wasn't happy.
No.
Because he wants everybody.
He wants his thoughts out there. He wants his vibe out there. That's
everybody needs
wants.
To know.
Right. So he says.
But don't worry, Patreon people, we'll come up with something else for you.
Hello, stupid, demotivated putas. I am here to make everything better, as usual. Like the mountain, I bring wisdom to you all. And the first wisdom is for little Jesus Acosta. It is his first grown-up race because I'm the inspiration for all Spanish riders. I give the little boy my special shark sticker to put on his helmet, which he buy in the children's section. And children like stickers. I know this because I have seen people who have children and they do not leave them for the gypsies to steal, so they must like them. So I gave Jesus my sticker of the shark and I even show him how the shark fin is on the top of my head. And now he says he is the shark. Puta, listen to me. I am the 5-time world champion. I am the shark, not you. I am also the mamba, not you. I am the legend of legends. You are the beginner. You cannot put the shark fin on your head and say you are the shark. It is very confusing, especially for Elish. He began to make the panic when he saw this because he thought I had returned to make the wild card race on him. He called me and he said, por favor, leyenda. I say to him, it is leyenda de leyendas, puta. He say, por favor, perdóname leyenda de leyendas. But I saw the shark and I thought you have come back to show us the best lines and to make the fastest laps. I even started to tear up my contract because what would be the point of continuing? Tranquillo, putito, I say to him, and raise my throttle hand high into the sky so he understands I can still lift my arm above my head, unlike his brother. It is not time for me to return yet, I say. This shark is the fake shark, the shark of lies. This is a puta, not a shark. Gracias, leyenda de leyendas, he says. And then he asks me if I have some sticky tape so he can make the repair on his contract. Sihai must be here at all times. Without me, everything falls apart like the contract of Alesh. The wisdom I give you all to take with you from this place of camels, sand, and men dressed in curtains is simple. You will not escape the sex camel who comes in the night by running into the sand. You are welcome, George.
Oh.
The shark of lies.
The shark of lies. That's,
this is going to be an ongoing thing, isn't
it? Yeah.
I can't,
But we must also have the captain.
Oh, we've got,
Hit it, Rod.
Oh, captain.
Hit it, Rod.
Oh, captain. My captain. Our fearful trip is done. The ship has weathered every rack. The prize we sought has won.
Do we still have the foghorn?
Yeah.
Oh, Rod stuck his... Wait, just 1 minute. He'll come in halfway through with the foghorn, you watch.
Anyway.
What's Alesh got to say?
Well, I've been... as usual, he sent his memo out to the team and someone's passed it on to me.
Mm-hmm.
One day, someone's going to get caught. But anyway, he says, I was sure this year would be better. That's why I came back. You promised me you would all be good sailors. We even got rid of Razlan and replaced him with a team of drug dealers, but still no improvement. Maybe it's because we painted the two bikes like the American flag and put a Spaniard and a Portugalo on them. And then in the sprint race, we were pretty good. So good that I told everyone that I would win on Sunday. And when I tell everyone that, it is your job to make sure it happens. And what did you do? Nothing. You did nothing. I didn't even get on TV. I was slow. But luckily for all of you, so was Maverick. And Maverick has won here before, a couple of times. He was the only good sailor amongst you. He stayed behind me all race to protect my fragile bottom, just like a good first mate. Even the little shark who thinks he is baby Lorenzo tried to beat me, but he could not. I vanquished him at the end. Let that be a lesson to him. And a lesson to you all. As you all know, I do not accept mediocrity. Unless it is in the form of my wife's cooking, then I accept it and eat it without complaint because I am not stupid. Now, we have 2 weeks until Portugal. For some of you, this is your final warning. For the dentist who beds his sister, it is his home track. And if he beats me, you are all fired. At ease.
Oh, my God.
I think Rod's found the foghorn.
Hey, look, it's Pepita. He's coming with some drink for me.
Oh, look at that.
He's got no clothes on.
Yeah, Pepito. Yeah,
Pepito is beautiful, man.
I can see why you call him Pepito.
Yeah.
What did you say, huh?
Put some pants on.
Right.
Put in the pants on, Pepito. Don't speak English, otherwise I tell you. Angular here.
It's got a willy like a pepita.
Hey, you know what I did while you bastards weren't here? I recorded a commercial for NoiseGuard.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
So we don't have to read it all the time.
We have to read it all the time. It's a commercial. But you got to record one later.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Rod's sticking his finger up at us.
Okay. Rod hasn't prepared the NoiseGuard. Oh, for
Rod's
fuck's
not ready.
Sake. Rod, are you serious?
We'll try it again later then, shall we? Rod, Rod, you let us do it live. Rod, you let us know when you're ready, and then we'll just do the show around you. How's that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Here, there's the commercial. You do the commercial,
Doug. Right, I'll read it.
Right.
Your ears are precious.
Yes.
Not because you can hang earrings off them, but because they let you hear things, beautiful things, like the howl of your bike, music, laughter. Or your enemies begging for mercy.
Yes.
Protect your hearing with NoiseGuard, the finest custom-made hearing protection you can get, using only top-shelf materials, the best audio, and with a comfort and fit that is second to none. NoiseGuard is the best thing you can do to safeguard your hearing now and into the future. Or you can go deaf, up to you. Call 02-915-72491, 02-915-72491 for all your ear impression appointments Australia-wide. NoiseGuard, your ears will love you.
Huh?
Put some goop in your head.
Put some goop in your head.
Yeah.
There you go. It's all right, Rod, we got this.
Yeah, don't you worry.
Yeah. We'll just, you're not getting paid this week, cunt.
Right, Motoe!
Motoe!
General quarters, all hands man your battle stations.
Oh,
is going on?
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
Thick in the air.
Well, that's it.
Yeah, for a second, I thought I had tinnitus again.
So did everyone who was listening to it. Mate, we don't have any, mate, but it's sponsored by Savage Motorcycles.
Yeah.
They're churning them out.
I know.
They're churning them out.
I was looking on Facebook the other day. There's people getting bikes.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's great. It's
fucking fantastic.
They're also doing reliability trials. So they got people out riding them all the time.
Until they die.
Until they die.
So they'll be riding for a long time.
Yeah. But I'm so pleased that they've managed to, you know, Dennis's dream has been fulfilled.
Yeah.
You know, he started this. You know, I'm working on a project with Dennis at the moment in the background, but more of that later. But it's great to see that they're actually delivering bikes to customers. Finally. Yeah.
Well, speaking of that, I'd like to, you know what we should do?
What?
We should talk to some of the customers to see, get the, like, to ring them up.
Yeah.
Out of the blue, we'll ring them up and say, what do you think of this one here?
That's a great idea. I'll talk to Ali, the marketing lady. She's lovely. We'll see if we can tease some up, and we'll get Dennis back into the studio and tell us what he's been doing.
But yeah. I think we need to speak to the customers, and we not tell them to call them. We just call them up.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
How'd you get my number? Shut up.
Answer our questions, bitch.
One of their customers is actually the bloke who runs Crown Casinos.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Kieran.
Hope they charge him.
Kieran Carruthers. Yeah. I'll call him.
Yeah.
I want one of those comp suites.
Yeah, comp has a three room
suite. Three room suite and, you know, maybe 10K for the tables.
Hey, before we get into the racing, should we?
Well, there isn't any.
No, not for Moto E because Moto 3's next up.
Yeah.
Should we talk to our special guest?
Yes.
Should we tell everyone who it is?
No, not yet. We need to talk to our special guest when we talk about AMX Superstores.
Oh, we're going to do it then?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because it ties up with the sprint race, which is what they're sponsoring.
All right. Cool. Okay, we'll do it then.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure they got another mention.
Yeah.
Another name drop. That's all I was
You're
doing.
You're a sneaky motherfucker.
That's my excuse. I just fucked up, really.
So when does Moto E start, do we know?
Soon.
Yeah, it's
Europe.
In
Europe.
France, I think.
Yeah. Europe. They're not going to do any flyaways, Moto E.
No, shit, no. Because
they can't fly them.
No.
They're too heavy.
No, they blow up.
All right.
Nah, they don't anymore. They used to when they first started. Near yeah, they're good.
It's too expensive to fly the fire engine around. Another plane behind them.
Oh, fuck. Right.
It's getting hot in here.
It is. So we got to go move to Moto 3.
Yes, let's do it.
Let's go, Moto 3.
Fill your hand, you son of a bitch. Yes!
That is Moto 3
That's
music.
That's Moto 3 music. How good's that?
Oh, my God.
John Wayne. Fill your hands, you son of a bitch. One of the greatest lines in any film ever.
Was he talking about a gun?
Put a gun in your hand so I can shoot you? True Grit. I think it's True Grit. Yeah, it'd be True Grit. Right.
Yes.
We have another new sponsor for Moto 3.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, it's a fucking big one.
Oh, these guys.
Yeah.
Because we had a conversation about
these guys. We did. We want to welcome CF Moto.
Yes.
And that's the perfect thing for them to sponsor.
Because Fredo and I had to satisfy ourselves.
Yes.
Yes. Because CF Moto, here's the thing, right? So CF Moto popped up a few years ago in the Australian market.
Mm-hmm. And everyone hated them.
Everyone hated them, right? Because they're from, you know, parts of Asia that people didn't want to buy bikes from. Okay, fair enough. But it's a little bit like you go back years ago when Hyundai entered the car market, right? And for the first few years, they produced buckets of shit, right? And then they got better and better and better. And now people look at a Hyundai the same way they look at a Toyota.
Yeah, it's a class-leading bike.
Yeah, like in the CF Motos, I'm picking one up, you know, a week or two to take away for a weekend, the 800 MT, the adventure bike.
Yeah.
And I was reading through the spec sheet. The fucking thing's got everything.
Yes.
It's like 18 grand.
Yeah.
It's got everything.
Everything.
Everything that is, like, you go and buy any other brand of adventure bike, you've got to pay extra for all the
things. No, this comes stock.
It's like a stock one's got, there are no options.
No.
Because the options are all on it.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck me.
Yeah. Well, my friend Michael Perrott came back from EICMA.
Yeah.
And he said that The Chinese are not coming. They're here.
That's the thing. What took Hyundai 20 years to do?
It will take the Chinese.
These guys will do 2 years.
Two, 3 years.
Yeah.
You will see a lot of Chinese
bikes. And especially for CF Moto, because the link they have with KTM.
Yeah. Well, it's a KTM engine.
Well, the 800 I'm taking away is the engine from the 790 Duke.
Yeah. It's the Rotax engine. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
You'll love it. I rode their adventure bike last year.
Yeah,
it's great.
Good thing.
It's great. Good thing.
Well, I, for one, would like to work in our Chinese overlord.
Yes, absolutely.
And you would like a bike too.
CF Moto.
Welcome to Moto 3. Right. The first meth monkey knife fight was excellent.
Yes.
The desert makes those little bastards savage, doesn't it?
They're all scared.
They're fucking.
The desert creates desperation.
Yes. Yeah, and fear.
That kind of environment. Yeah, yeah. Nobody's ever comfortable in a desert.
Yeah, no. Nah. Well, Munoz, Ruthless, was so full of hate, he stalled it on the line. Oh. And then he told race control to get fucked when they told him to get off the track.
Yeah, and then get fucked some more.
Yeah, and he gritted up again, and it was physically removed and told to start from pit lane. Oh, fuck. And he told him to get fucked heaps more from pit lane.
Yeah.
I love him.
I'm waiting for the sanction to come out. For the stewards to issue a sanction.
I could you imagine the laughter in John Kelso's helmet? His teammate is like, because you know, Munoz was saying to him, "I'm going to get you, you little ring of bastard."
Yeah.
And he's like, watching him being dragged off the grid physically. He's in the gun. He's either laughing his head off or he's thinking, that's the best $80 I ever spent.
Got you, Joel.
Scatter in that bastard's bike. You know what I'm saying?
I spent most of the fucking race yelling at Kelso. I just fucking, you picked the wrong tires. You could have been a contender. Yeah. But, you know, he didn't know Pirelli's.
He did really good.
It was lovely when Rude Boy lost the rear end and took out Ortola, who was also trying to overtake him. Pure racing. Nothing there.
Yeah.
And Jacob Ralston.
I know.
Fuck.
Good boy, Jacob.
Great. Finished 10th.
Yeah. Made all on the boot is fantastic. Yeah,
he made all the other rookies look like utter bitches.
And
like bitches, yeah.
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 Good on him.
Everyone
think Hill Daigo, the whole Daigo was going to win.
Yes.
But it's not the win.
But it got interesting. Like Farioli and Battaglia had a massive crash, which was caused by pure hate.
Yes.
That was just fucking hate caused that crash.
Yeah, they got to learn to channel it.
Yeah, yeah. And
channel your hate.
Yes. And Yamanaka just fell off because, you know, fuck it. I'm done.
He wanted to be part of the team.
Fernandez crashed, as did Perez. Too much Spanish hate, too close together.
Yeah, you got to spread it out.
But Furusato, he channeled his hatred and savagery better than anyone. He rode from 18th to 1st. Now, I've got to point this out. He is a true and pure psychopath, Furusato.
Yes.
Yes.
He is a kamikaze sunbitch.
Sunbitch, right? The sweetest, nicest, shyest bloke in the paddock. On the track, he wants to drink blood and suck the marrow from people's bones. So he wins the most hate-filled trophy this time.
I think they put cocaine on the inside of the chin piece of his helmet.
As you should.
So it's like you put your helmet on and just bang.
Bang.
Fire up.
Well, we should have a most hate-filled trophy for the meth monkey.
Like an encouragement award.
Yeah, yeah. But show us the hate.
Yeah, get it on.
So Alonso, glorious race. Fought his way through everyone and really deserved the win. So it was Alonso, Holdago, and Forasato were the podium.
Yes. It was great. Was it Alonso that got a lift back in the medical car afterwards? Was that?
I don't know. Did he? No.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Did he?
Okay. I didn't see what happened. Did he run out of fuel?
Alonso is the most beautiful man in the paddock, I think. I think he is pretty.
He's pretty.
I don't think we can, you know, I was a bit upset with Hal Daigo. He is more of a half Daigo.
Yeah. Well, we need some sexy because Sailor Moon's gone.
Yes, yes. There's too much hyper in the Hal Daigo at the moment. But I really like the Furusato.
Yeah, Furusato.
I like him a lot.
Yes.
I like him a lot.
He rode brilliantly.
This is really good for him. I'm very happy.
He rode fucking brilliantly.
Yeah.
Right, so that was good. That was a good start. Qatar always produces great motor.
Yeah, it was good to be back there for the first round. I actually didn't like having Qatar right at the end of the season last year.
Yeah.
Right near the end. Yeah. I didn't feel like it worked. But doing it right at the start, it's good.
Sleep deprivation out the way, because the fucking race is at like fucking 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, it's fucking horrific. Right. Moto 2.
Am I the only one around here who gives a shit about the rules?
What the fuck is going on?
Moto 2 intro music.
Everyone's pressing the back 30 seconds button on their phone to listen to that again.
Well, Jake Dixon, massive high side in practice, flew through the air for almost an hour. Right, Cheryl's angry.
How many Cheryls were you in? Cheryl 1, Cheryl 2, Cheryl 3.
The UN sent her a sorry email. Was that fucking... Jake then went to hospital where he told everyone that he was fine and that his oranges need to be put into the family donkey so the Vickers cheese would set.
Yeah.
That's right. He was declared unfit to race.
did you hear that the Cheryl called her pussy after me?
Yeah, she named her pussy Fredo.
Did she?
I wanted her to name a tug.
Look, I've been called a pussy before, but it's the first time a woman called a pussy after me.
Named
her
pussy after Fredo.
I'm very, very impressed. Thank you, Cheryl.
You done? You're fucking talking about a fucking lovely lady's pussy like that.
No, I wasn't. No, but the cat.
Oh, the cat!
Private
sorry,
cat.
Cheryl.
She got a new cat.
Sorry, Cheryl.
Little kitten-y thing.
Oh, I had no idea. Right!
Yeah, get your head out of the gutter.
Yeah, sorry. That's right. I was born and bred in the gutter. Right, the world wondered who would break Canet's heart this year as he lined up on pole position.
And the answer is?
Everyone. Well, everyone, like a fucking, like the commentators, like, talked him up, said he was the favourite now that Costa's gone to play with the grown-ups. But the fucking Mexican mafia, Tequila Lopez and Benito Gonzalez, they had fucking other ideas. Yeah, and like in Moto 3, the new Pirelli tyres put a rubbery finger into some people's bottoms, didn't it? Yeah, like that rubber finger went deep into their blurters, and the blokes on mediums went backwards, and the blokes on softs went forwards. Explain that to me, Tugs. What the fuck was that?
The softs were faster than the mediums.
That doesn't make sense, but all right. Well, Canet was on mediums, right, and he led after the fucking start and then, you know, fighting his way back from fifth, but that did not last. Mexican Mafia came and they were on softs.
Yes.
Our boy Senna did fucking great.
It was a good ride.
He came 17th, which was a bit shit.
But it was solid,
but 17th. But this is important. He beat Binder, Foggia, Arbolino, Filthy Solage, Dogboy, and Sailor Moon, who was third last. Despite anticipating a win and waxing her boy hole until it reflected the sun. She's got one of the best boy holes in the world. She's lovely.
Is that what Asianing is, Fredo?
No, that's a different thing.
It's bleaching. Bleaching.
Anyway.
Bleaching.
Anyway, one of the most exciting.
It's scary when you lean into your camera like that. His face gets really big on the screen.
Do you know that was a thing? That's still a thing?
Anal bleaching.
Anal bleaching. Yeah.
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 Can't you just use like whitening toothpaste? Just like.
No, you got to bleach it. You fucking.
It smell better.
You got a fucking drain cleaner in there, bitch. Right.
That'd be good at this part. They were talking about the boys in Baba Hall. And there's, you know, not just the bum hole, the crispy peppermint, the fresh bum hole.
With ultra whitening.
I've so missed you, fucking.
Hey, it was actually, that was one of the most exciting Moto 2 races we've had in a long time.
Yeah, because
it was a good race.
Fucking Barry Ball's out.
Oh, I know.
The fuck?
How good was he?
Fuck. Barry fucking, who the fuck is Barry Ball's out anyway? I gotta look into that, right?
He's been here a while. Just under a different name.
Fucking get this. You know, he was named after fucking Barry Sheen.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. His parents, right, were Barry Sheen fans. We got the name Barry. He's from fucking Belgium.
Yeah, called
there's,
Barry.
Called Barry. There's no Belgians called Barry. Except
wonder if
him.
His mates yeah. call him Baza.
No, nah, they Baza call him Bolzer. Buddy.
Buddy.
Buddy. Anyway, Gonzalez eventually went backwards, but Garcia replaced him at the front. It was Lopez, balls out, and Garcia on the podium. It was a great race. It was a really good race. I enjoyed it.
It was very good. So we do Rossi's instructions to the team.
Yeah, Fredo has to do these.
Do we have shit, I'm not ready. Stand by. I've got to find
do we have a new sponsor for this one this year?
No.
No one yet? No. It's open, no, people.
I got the email in my phone.
I'm the motherfucking one who calls the shots.
Hey, amici! Alegria!
Ah, you wanted Italian, I gave you Italian.
Brava.
I gave you Mafia and Tarantella.
Brava. Okay. Let me see what I got here. Somebody sent it to me from the team. I got it. Oh, here we go. It says, ciao ragazzi. I'm not so happy, he says. Allora, che fai, you bastardios? What are you doing over there in the desert? You got sand in the culo? I make the bikes in my yellow because it is the color of the valley. It is the color of victory. It is also the color that is brighter than the others, so I can see you better when I watch the television.
It's getting old.
It's getting old.
Yeah.
But I not like what I see.
No.
Madonna, Marco, wake the fuck up and I pull the finger, eh? I tell Uccio to get the house. Don't make me get the house!
He channels him. It's like Valley's here.
He says, Fabio, hey, ciao, Fabio. Welcome to the team. You read your contract, yes? If you crash, you take out the Marquez.
You're not allowed to crash without taking Marquez out. That's it.
No, you're not allowed. He says it's simple. He can never be the Mr. Nine Time. Never.
No.
The Tavulia curse is strong and must be obeyed.
That's right.
I will come to Jerez. I don't care about seeing you. I need to see the dwarf putter, the Danny Pedrosa.
Yeah.
Allora, my bambino Giulietta need to start the practice to join the Women's World Championship, and she needs some medals. They are about the same size.
Very good.
Hey guys, before we move on into the MotoGP racing, I want to do a quick shout out for Capri Stewart. Remember Capri?
Our
lovely listener from America who sent me booby pics. Well, they weren't booby pics, you know. But anyway, she's been unwell.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's been.
Oh no.
She's been very unwell and battling of late. So just want you to know we're thinking of you.
Yeah, mate. Come on. Come back to us.
Yeah. Get into it.
Come back to you. Yeah. Chat to us. We help you anywhere the kid.
Yeah. If we can help you, just
you can beat that fucking thing. You'll be right.
All right. Well, but now's probably the time to bring in Taylor Ralph.
Oh, because we're about to talk about the sprint race.
Yes, we are.
And our sprint race is now sponsored by AMX Superstores.
Back to the year.
And they're doing a competition for us.
They are. And we have a winner and everything.
So what do you got to do? So go to Facebook before the sprint race.
Yep.
And you got to pick the winner?
Just the winner.
Pick the winner. And then we'll choose someone who got it right and give them, what do we give them?
A $300 gift voucher the first time, but they're going to get all sorts of stuff, gloves, whatever, you know. There'll be a different prize as we go on. So if you don't know, AMX is known within the industry to be Australia's largest motorcycle accessories retail with 33 stores across Australia.
I didn't know that either. I didn't know that.
But they're huge. It started as one store in Melbourne in 2008. It's going to be a national business servicing the needs of motorcycle riders online and in bricks and mortar stores. You actually go in.
Yeah, you go and try stuff on.
Absolutely right. And they love motorcycling and they sponsor a lot of stuff. And now us. and Taylor Ralph.
And now they're going to get rich because they sponsor us.
That's right. So they the prices are great. They got lots and lots of great gear. They got Showy, Dionysi, AJC, Dry Rider, City, and Fly Racing, and lots and lots and lots of other stuff. So, yeah. So let's do the Taylor Ralph thing. Let's talk to Taylor. And then we'll announce the winner of the sprint race.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's one we prepared earlier.
Fredo.
Yes.
Fredo.
Yeah.
Guess who's just turned up?
There's a girl here.
It's a very, very,
very nice girl.
Beautiful.
She's looking a lot healthier than last time I saw her.
Hey, we're just absolutely blown away to be joined by Taylor Ralph. Taylor, welcome to the show.
The inaugural.
Thank you so much.
The inaugural women's world champion.
Yeah, the new world champion, the new women's world champion.
Yeah, we'll just give it to her now.
Yeah, absolutely. Give it to her now. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll ring Carmelo. We'll fix it. we'll fix this shit.
Mate, thank you so much for joining us. Tell everyone what it is you actually do now.
Well, in terms of, I do a little bit of everything, to be completely honest. Yeah. A little bit of a jack of all trades at the moment. I guess obviously the biggest news as of late is, that I'll be racing in the World Championship. So, yeah, a little bit different for me this year. Obviously, I've sort of taken a few years off racing over the past few years to, I guess, build my career up in motorsport. Now I get to combine all of my types of loves and, do it as a job.
When's that kick off?
Yeah, so I very first kickoff, my official test is in Cremona in the 16th and 17th of May, and then the actual round itself starts in June in Misano, which is about halfway through the World Superbike season.
Okay. So the stuff you're doing is attached to World Supers?
It's attached to World Supers, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And and you'll be crowned world champion when?
After round three.
Final round in Jerez.
You can wrap it up before then.
Round four, I reckon.
Round four. Round four.
I mean, she's got to beat Ana Carrasco. She's passed it.
So
is Maria Herrera the hairier one? She'll be
there.
I have sent her a few messages and I keep pestering her saying, when are you announcing that you're doing it? And she just keeps saying, maybe, we'll see. So looking on the, because there's a list basically of all the race numbers that you could have. And unfortunately, number 6 was still available, which is Maria's number. So yeah, to be honest, I was, if Maria does race, and that's one of my big bucket list things ticked off.
You want to leg check her into a fence?
Well, I heard Lockie's now. Lachlan Epp is identifying as a woman and he's going to race as well.
We've identified Lachlan as a woman for a long time.
Yeah, ages ago. Yeah, he's great. So, tell us about your team.
Basically my team is actually... Sorry, I don't know if you can hear my dog bark. So my team is, to be honest, it's just my dad and Ted, my partner, Ted Collins, and... Yeah, while there are other people that are racing in that championship that are backed by teams, I don't think that really is much of an advantage or a disadvantage whether you are backed by a team or not. When it was announced that, Ana Carrasco was racing for Evan Bros and Beatrice Neela was racing for Pata Yamaha, I had so many people message me just be like, how are you going to do it? How are you going to make it work? But how the Women's World Championship works is that basically – it's all controlled. So the championship itself, they look after all of the bikes for us. They look after all the transport of the bikes back and forth. You basically can't actually touch anything on the bike without it getting prior approved from the organization itself. I think, to be honest, having my dad and Ted there will be so beneficial for me because they know exactly how I ride. They work well together in a team. And we've put it on the podium before in ASVK, so I'm sure we can do it overseas as well.
And Ted's a good racer too. So it's handy to have another racer alongside you that can,
Even one of them spotters that all the pro teams use.
Yeah, he can get on a scooter and go out.
And that's basically exactly what Ted's going to be doing. He's going to be, obviously we run a coaching company here in Australia. He's really grown himself as a coach over the past 2 years since we've run that organization, Southwest Track Days. Now I guess in a sense, he now gets to build up his career as a coach but gets to coach me and hold the umbrella.
We actually share a sponsor, you know that?
Do we?
Yeah, AMX Superstores.
The best. Yes.
How good's that? I rang them.
Tyler, do you have many sponsors? Have you got the you look still looking for some sponsors? Maybe we can help you.
I think you know, racing in a world championship, I don't think you could ever really have enough sponsors.
Right,
I guess
bastards,
you could say.
Give Tyler money.
We need a lot of money. It's a lot of money to race in this championship, and a lot of money.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're expecting the season to cost us about $250,000, which, yes, you know, in a way that's probably the cheaper side of a world championship budget. But you know, still for to randomly just try and get $250,000. I mean, even when the entry list was first announced, we only had 7 days to deposit €10,000. And if we didn't find €10,000 and if it wasn't deposited within those 7 days, you get booted, basically. And
It's ruthless.
It's extremely ruthless. Yeah.
Oh, and yeah, you
it's
and
extremely ruthless.
I'm excited to see. You must be very excited to see. I mean, you race in Australia for many years. You're banging with bars with the boys. And now you're going to into a women's championship to test your skills against all the other women around the world. This must be fantastic. Must be daunting, or is it exciting?
It's exciting as anything. You know, I guess I've been racing for so many years here in Australia, and I know that I'm competitive with the boys. You know, I've won races against the boys, I've podiumed against the boys, and, you know, I know that I have the speed there. But, you know, to actually finally be racing against 24 of the fastest women all around the world, you know, that just adds a whole new perspective to it, I guess, and a whole new challenge as well. You know, here in Australia, I don't really, I guess, find it intimidating racing with the boys, to be honest. I find it more intimidating racing with females. Like Tara Morrison is absolutely killing it in ASBK at the moment. And to me, it's genuine. I mean this 110%. It is more intimidating for me to race against girls than it is males. And that's because there are so many fast females that come through in Australia, but unfortunately not a lot, I guess, stick around. And, yeah, I don't really know, you know, what the paddock is going to look like having 24 more females in there in World Superbikes, but it's going to be very, very different. And yeah,
you certainly won't be tearing off the tops of your leathers and walking around topless like half the fucking WSBK paddock, right? That's a good marketing thing. But I actually need to ask you, and this is something when this championship was first touted last year.
We broke the news.
we
announced it like 3 months before anybody else.
And what happened was we got this strange split of people. A lot of the girls who I know that race, like Stacey Van Wettering and that, said, this is bullshit. I want to race against the best to prove myself against the guys. To hear you say that you're now more intimidated, it's more intimidating to race women than it is men, that's a fascinating sort of thing. Where do you sit on that, obviously? You know, do girls want to race guys, or they want to race other girls, or they want to race both?
I think it's a bit of a mixture against both. Like, yes, here in Australia, it's not possible to make a women's class. There's two of us racing. You know, there's two or three of us racing in Australia competitively. So if you were to randomly make a women's class, which they have tried to do in ASBK, but there's just not enough females racing to make it happen. So, yes, you are saying that, you know, and I see where females are coming from, because at the end of the day, you are only as fast as your fastest competitor.
Yes.
And so if we were to make a women's class here in Australia, you wouldn't be competitive. You wouldn't actually really need to push that hard to win races or to beat anyone. Whereas, you know, now we take that into a world championship and you're now racing against the likes of Anna Carrasco, who has won a world championship against males. So, you know, I think having Anna in the championship adds a lot of credibility to the actual speed of the girls that are racing this year in the championship. And then you have the likes of Beatrice Neela, who has just dominated the Women's European Championship. And I think it shows that Australia is quite behind, I guess, in supporting women. And I've had a chat with a few of the European girls as to, you know, how come there are so many girls racing in Europe and there's none racing here in Australia. And to be honest, they do it a lot differently over in Europe for the females. So, you know, yes, here in Australia, I wouldn't want to race in a women's class, but overseas, I really do, and I'm really excited. And at the end of the day, to be honest, it was actually Remy Gardner who put it perfectly when I was doing a chat with him and Ollie in front of a school. And one of the girls asked, you know, what does it mean to actually race in a world championship, in the women's class, and where can it take you? And I answered my question, you know, just the standard way that you would. And then Remy Gardner actually put it in a really good way of saying, you know, at the end of the day, there's now going to be 24 females racing in the world championship, and they finally now get to actually showcase their skill on a world stage. And then there's going to be the likes of World Supersport 300 teams, World Supersport teams that are going to be having an eye on all of these girls here. And because women in sport is growing rapidly and at quite a rapid pace, there's going to be a lot of teams that will be like, hey, you know what, Taylor, you can see that she's got some potential. You can see that she's fast. Let's give her a crack in World Supersport or World Supersport 600. And at the end of the day, it actually is just 24 of the fastest women that are actually finally getting an opportunity to race overseas in a world championship to eventually be able to move on and progress to actually race in the Supersport 300 or the Supersport or World Superbikes.
Look, and the good thing about this too is I know there's lots of little girls out there racing motocross and coming through into dirt track. Taylor, you started as a little girl on a motocross bike. I've seen pictures of you flying through the air as probably 5 or 6 years old or something. But the beautiful thing about this is and I've seen some detractors of this championship saying, oh, you're racing R7s and whatever. But at the end of the day, this is the starting point, right? So this is where the female world championship begins, and congratulations to you for being part of it. But the really beautiful thing is all those little girls out there racing motocross now, they can all look to you as, okay, well, this is where I can go.
Yeah.
Instead of looking
at Fabio Quartararo and going, I want to be like her.
That's right. But it gives the girls a pathway. It gives them somewhere to chase.
It does, 100%. And I think, obviously, you know, if you look at motocross, there's so many girls that are racing in motocross. There is a women's motocross class. There's already a women's motocross world championship. And I think that's why there are so many girls that are in motocross, but then there's absolutely none in road racing, because there's not that many opportunities for women in road racing at the end of the day. Yes, for some reason or another, females in road racing are a lot more competitive against the males than the likes of motocross. But, you know, people have always said, you know, well, what's stopping you from racing in a world championship? And, you know, it's not the fact that I'm a female or anything like that. But for me, you know, the challenges that I have is that it's a lot harder to sell myself to sponsors, to have people actually believe in me, to people take me seriously, because there's just not enough girls that are doing it, especially here in Australia. And I know myself, and, you know, I say this with an open mind, but if I'm talking to a female that's like, yeah, I ride motorbikes, I know the first thought that comes into my head is, oh, she's probably slow. The fact that that comes into my head and I am a fast female just shows that there are not enough females that are showing their talent on a world stage. It's not a known thing. So when I then try and sell myself to sponsors of, you know, what it is that I'm capable of doing, no one really believes in me if they don't actually follow motorsport or know who I am or know my history of it. Whereas now, since I've been in a world championship, as soon as I say I'm racing in a women's world championship, so many businesses have just taken me seriously straight away. And it's the first time that I have ever, and, you know, it's sad in a way, but also quite inspiring, I guess, because this is the first time that businesses outside of the world of motorsport has taken me seriously when I approach them for sponsorship.
Yep. Good on you. Good on you. Okay. Can we move to something else?
Well, I got one quick question about.
Let
Fredo go.
Go on.
Are you going to have grid boys?
Yeah, that was my question.
Yes, I was planning it already.
I want to see Ted.
I'm ready. I'm ready. Look at this shit. This shit is not going to. Look at this.
It was the first thing that I started planning as soon as I got my acceptance letter. I was literally like, Ted and I, because like we got the acceptance at like 1 o'clock in the morning. And I just like, when we looked at it, when we like Ted and I first woke up and I just looked at him and I was like, you better get your umbrella, boy. Like, your uniform ready. Because I tell you what, I have held the umbrella for Ted for the past 6 years, and it's time now that he repays that favour.
Well, I think it's time Lachlan Eppis retired. So maybe Lockie could come and do it for you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You were the best man at his wedding. Yeah. I reckon he should come and do that for you.
All right. Taylor.
And that was one of the best man speeches I've ever seen from Taylor. She probably doesn't remember it, but it was a cracker.
Excellent.
It was pretty good.
All right. Well, before we wrap this up, I just want to briefly talk to you and get your thoughts on the MotoGP World Championship. You've obviously seen the first race.
Yes.
Where are we going? What's going on? Is Marquez back? Is Acosta going to destroy the world? Is Pecco going to win another one? Is Martin going to do it? Tell me what you think.
Martin. I'm all for Martin.
Are you?
To be honest, watching Acosta has been pretty darn cool at the same time. Just seeing how fast he actually progressed in MotoGP is ridiculous. I don't really see, I guess, the hype around Marquez anymore, and that's coming from someone who had a major crush on him when I was, 12 years old. So that takes a lot of courage for me to say that Marc Marquez – who's that? I was gutted when Martin didn't win the championship last year. So, yeah, hopefully.
So was he.
Funnily enough, you would be.
Yeah, oddly enough. All right, Taylor. Well, thank you so much.
I've got one more question, if I can.
I'm not trying to get rid of it.
Yeah, you were. You were trying to get rid
of it. Sorry, Taylor. You can hang out for the rest of the fucking show for all I care.
Taylor, you know we're connected, right? You know we've got people in the paddock. We can talk to anyone we want. If you could choose, if you could choose any MotoGP rider you want to be your umbrella boy, who is it? Because let's face it, when you're racing, they've all got the weekend off, so we could just get them to come over.
They do.
Yeah,
make a few phone calls.
Which one do you want? Yeah, you never know.
We might have to make a few phone calls there. I reckon. Well, I don't know. Quartararo is pretty good to look at.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But at the end of the day, you can't go wrong with Ted Collins. So.
How sweet. And
he better cook me dinner.
And ladies and gentlemen, if there's anyone out there who has a business or works for a business who wants to, get themselves involved with Taylor, you're not going to find a much better spokesperson for your business.
She's fabulous.
If you want to sponsor someone who's going to represent you in the right way, Taylor is your lady. If you can't find her, contact us. We'll put you in touch.
Taylor, thank you so much.
Thank you, Taylor.
We wish you all the very best. Yeah. We wish you all the very best this year. Fucking smash the bitches!
Smash the bitches.
I will. Well, I'll have to come back on the show when I'm world champion.
Oh, yeah.
That'll do. We'll take that. Thanks, Taylor. Catch you later.
Wasn't she lovely?
Isn't she lovely?
She was great.
She should have seen it.
Yeah, girl, and I wish her all the best. It's going to be tough, I think she'll do very good.
Yeah. She's a smart cookie. She's got her head screwed on right.
And she's tough.
She's tough. And she's going to have to be. Anna Carrasco's like boiled fucking leather.
Tell you what, though, Taylor is sponsor's dream.
Oh,
isn't she?
Yeah, IMX saw her coming.
She's a lovely girl, well-spoken.
Smart move, yep. Right.
Oh.
Who won the $300 gift voucher AMX Superstores?
Yeah.
You want to know?
Steve.
Keeley.
Steve Keeley.
Yeah, Steve.
He's won something with us before, I think.
No, he's won it again. He's switched on. Look, this is an easier one than the other one we do.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they just pick a winner, not a pay.
Yeah, someone will win this every week.
Yeah, but that's great. That's great. Well, good on you, Steve. I'll be in touch, and then
Unless Miller wins, in which case. Come on, Jack. Fuck you. You're killing me. Anyway, we'll get to that.
Right, the sprint race.
Jorge Martin. It was a Jorge Martin
fest. We got
fest.
Music for the sprint race.
Music. Sorry. Rod likes it. Not bad.
No.
Not bad. I was getting used to the ones with the voices in them and stuff.
I didn't want to overdo it.
Yeah, okay.
But we can evolve these things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. The race.
I like the way the fans are eating on our creative juices.
Yeah,
we talk about this.
I'm juicing.
In the shower. Yeah. Not later when we review it. No, we talk about it now.
We didn't review it. When was the last time we reviewed anything? We don't have planning meetings. We don't have...
Fucking overseas.
Yeah.
You got married, so you're dead to me. Right? I don't know.
We did a planning meeting 3 weeks ago. 2 minutes in, Fredo's... fucking Zoom connection dropped out.
I know.
And it's just me and you.
Yeah.
Sitting again. Now what do we do?
Now what do we do? I don't know.
I don't know.
No, we plan. Yeah. So I just did shit.
Our plan was, Andrew, make us some music.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Yeah, he did.
He did a good job.
He's done a better job than we did of anything
Absolutely.
Else.
Absolutely. Right, the race. Martin. Start to finish, solid ride. That was it.
That's it. It was a Martin fest.
Yes, it was. Costa got a little bit swapped on the start. I saw Brad Binder charging like the giraffe, getting ready to fill the Queens with heirs to the throne.
Yes.
Right, yeah. Well, once again.
And Jack.
Fuck.
Jack. Jack went forwards for half a lap and then just went backwards.
Backwards.
It's so depressing.
I know. What's going on?
You know what's fucking depressing? Marini is depressing.
Oh.
Luca Marini, last. It's hard to race when you're full on sobbing in your helmet the whole fucking time.
Yeah.
What did I do?
Yeah.
What the fuck even?
What was it? Yeah, fuck.
Like Lucas, you know, he's quick.
And the thing is, you get so there's all the talk out of the testing and stuff in the off season, you know, and all the journos who know everything. Oh. It's like Honda's doing this, Honda's doing that. Honda's going to come to the table with.
Zarco was the fastest fucking Honda all weekend, only because he's fucking mad.
Yeah,
Zarco's insane. Everyone knows that he's completely crazy, and that's why he's the top Honda. But wasn't it fascinating to see Marquez fighting with a beast?
Yeah,
and then with a captain. When he ran wide, the captain came through, and Pecco rode a solid fucking third.
He was just easing
whole
himself
race,
in.
Ran wide. The captain got past him, though. That's
true.
So it was actually, fuck, one of the most well-mannered sprint races ever. Everyone played nice. No one got hurt.
Yeah. Well,
As opposed to last year when.
First race of the year. You know,
well, the first race of the year last year when the first sprint race ever.
Yeah.
And Beast is in hospital. Marini's fucking in hospital. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, last year was a show.
So it was Martin, Brad Binder, and the captain.
But that all happened at Portimao, and guess where we're going next round?
Portimao.
Look out. It'll be
yes,
on.
Yes, yes.
Hey, Barry, have you got a poem for us this week?
I do, sponsored by my beloved Mongrel boots. I'm now wearing them on a motorcycle.
I need to get some new Mongrels. Look what I did.
What have you done?
Look what I did to my Mongrel. I got a spot on it.
It's blood.
It's got a red spot.
You got blood on it.
I got blood on it. Got a spot of blood.
You don't get new boots for that.
It's like a fucking Indian lady's forehead.
Nah, you don't get new boots for that.
When you get a blood spot on your mongrel, you're supposed to go to the doctor for the antibiotic.
Nah, I have no sound. Why have I got no sound, Rod?
Oh, Boris can't hear
me. Now I can hear myself again. Happy day. It's that spot on your boot.
Yeah.
It fucked me up. Cheerio anyway, thank you to Mongrel Boots.
Is there music?
Yeah. Ooh.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby! Don't you put that on us!
I wondered what was coming. There had to be something coming.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Shake and bake, brother. Yeah. Shake and bake.
Yes. Are you ready?
Yes.
The power.
I'm never ready, but go on.
Yeah. I think we kind of kid ourselves that we're ready, but then it comes, and you're never ready.
I'm gonna start now. You can here we go.
Okay.
In the desert, dark and sandy, where the camels are real randy, stands a mighty camel bull. He howls because his balls are full. In the pits, they hear him cry, and they know if they don't try, the camel bull will come for them. His chode all lumpy like hot phlegm. The racers are thus motivated, all their hate is activated. No one needs that camel dick. They all know they must be fucking quick. We know Pecco's going to try. We know Jorge's going to fly. We expect Marquez to bang off that Pramac he will hang. But no one thought that Pedro boy, all of 19, what a joy, with his massive teenage balls would heed that camel's horny calls. Baby Jeebus has arrived, and his tires he promptly fried, but until his rubber shat, he went like a scalded cat. Pecco won with style and class. Binder, not far off his ass, fought the whole way with Jorge, but it wasn't Martin's day. Marc Marquez was just behind. He likes that Pramac we did find. Meanwhile, down at HRC, poor Marini we did see. eating lots and lots of dick, feeling very fucking sick. Second last right at the back, almost got done by fucking Jack. And Jack, because Jack, had fucking crashed. I'm thinking he'll get fucking bashed by angry Austrians, you know, who'll give his seat to young Pedro. And Renz and Fabulous did shit. And where was Bez? I don't get it. I thought he'd have a fucking crack. He's scared of camels from way back. So who is now that camel's wife? And who is really hating life? Well, that would be Fernandez Fowl, whose bike died like a desert owl. He fucked the start for everyone. He made the fucking pit crews run. So he was staked out in the sand, and he took the camel's mighty gland. That's what you get. And what it is, your inside's full of camel jizz. When in Qatar you make men run, it's still hot when there is no sun.
There has to be a book this year. Like the end of this year, there must be a Christmas present book that people can buy as Christmas presents for their grandma and their school teacher. Imagine that, sending your six-year-old to school. Hey, miss, I got you a present.
Book of poetry. fucking insides full of camel jizz.
Can you imagine when every year at school when they have book week, you know, and the kids all have to dress up as their favourite character?
Yep.
They could go dressed as you. And then do a reading in front of the class. It'd be great.
That would be the gladdest thing ever.
Look, we Made in Germany is still with us, all right? And we have a
since the start.
Yeah, right.
Our
first sponsor is still with us, and he's still giving away a prize.
We're the only reason he's in business.
Well, I don't know. His stuff's pretty good.
Sells all his stuff because of us.
Look, lots of people picked the held Made in Germany podium this time around.
Mm.
They did. But only four people picked the correct order. There's lots of people picked it.
That's four more than usually get it.
That's four more than usually get it. So out of these four, Tugs, you need to pick one.
Me?
Well, otherwise it's going to be
quite good. Should I read the four?
Yep.
So three of them are going to hate my guts.
Yep.
There's Adrian Luke.
Yep.
Steve Smith.
Yep.
Is that the cricketer?
No.
Jake Whedon.
Yep.
And John Ray.
Yep.
Well, it's not going to be you, poor old Johnny Ray. Hang on, what are you pointing
to? Poor old Johnny Ray.
I like the name Jake.
I like the name Jake too.
It's a manly name.
It is.
But then again, his surname's Whedon, so you know.
Mm. I like weed. Weed's good.
Okay then.
Jake Whedon.
Jake Whedon,
you're the winner this week.
You win it.
Everyone else, sorry.
Yep, next time.
keep playing.
I'll be in touch, Jake, and we'll sort you out with a $300 gift voucher, which is the value of a pair of Air and Dry held gloves cost.
Yeah.
Or if you don't want the gloves.
Or you can get something else.
Get something else, yeah. We think that's better, and it's easier for us to do this because we're fucking sizing and toing and throwing.
It's too hard.
It was too fucking hard.
Yeah, and there's a couple of you.
Everybody for next time.
There's a couple of you still waiting on gloves. We're sorting them out. We're coming.
Yeah, well.
Don't worry.
Fix that. Fucking fix it.
Well, I've been.
Administrative problem.
I've been on a honeymoon. I've been busy.
Okay. Right. Pre-race bollocks. Pre-race bollocks.
Is that like Asianing?
Yep. Did you all see the big Salvation Army band marching up down the street? Yeah. It was fucking great. Very 50s.
Yeah.
I liked it. I did notice His Excellency Carmelo gave Abdul Rahman Al-Manai an Erta trophy for being excellent.
Oh, because they were like GP of the year last year.
Yeah, well that...
Is that just like a participation award that gets...
Well, I think...
Sort of, they share it around.
In Qatar's case, it keeps the mad night camels from running on the track to mate with the air fence.
That would be bad.
The fucking air fence makes those camels fucking hard.
Yeah. I think it's the buzzing, because you know how they got a fan in them?
Yeah, so, yeah. It's like a she-camel.
So
then the
I've heard them. That's what they do. And the bull camels go crazy.
Yeah, anyway, so they did very well keeping that away, and he got a trophy. Abdul Rahman Al-Manai got a trophy.
Great name.
But you know what else is a great name? Nasser Al-Kubasi. sang the jaunty national anthem. It was a jaunty and celebrated the mightiest camels in the realm. It spoke of the strength of their mighty haunches and the firmness of their humps, which is what
I love firm humps.
I wish our fucking national anthem spoke about the firmness of our humps.
Yeah.
Maybe like big humps and I cannot lie.
That's it.
Yeah. Speaking of big humps, let's do the grid girl critique. Do we have music?
No, not for that.
We need some stripper music for that.
So Beast got a girl who's not scared of food.
Yes, nice change.
Yeah, it's great to see.
Good change up. She's like a female Petrucci.
Yeah, she looks strong. She looks strong. She can carry you home after a big night.
Yeah.
Big time eye makeup.
I love girls that are just fucking tough like that.
Yeah, she was hard. Like she had snake earrings. Right? Yeah. And they're a winner.
It's like, don't fuck with me.
It means, and she makes hissing noises.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you fuck with me, my ears will bite you.
Yeah, fuck off, right?
So, a bit of ham on the bone.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, speaking of ham on the bone, Brad got the big KDM girl again in sand shoes. She was wearing sand shoes.
Well, it's because of all the sand.
Well, yeah, that's right. But I figured she has to be either Austrian or German because they refuse to wear heels, those girls. They won't wear heels.
Fair enough.
You know. Mark Marquez. Ducati gives him girls.
I know.
Honda.
Yes.
He's had way too much lip filler and Botox and eyebrows like two fat caterpillars. I wasn't – not a fan.
No.
Not a fan of the big fat eyebrows.
I didn't think there was as many there. Was there any Monster Girls? I didn't see any Monster Girls.
No, Monster Girls. But
maybe they're banned in the
– It's possible.
In the Emirates.
Fuck. Look, the camels are excited enough as it is.
Yeah, you just can't send the Monster Girls.
Fuck me dead.
That's
true.
We've got a fucking
humming air fence.
Yeah.
And monster girls. Fuck me dead. You'd be thousands of the fucking
camel roadkill all over the side of the
fucking
track.
Bastards be climbing over the fucking fences with their fucking massive camel penises all fucking
getting green. Caught in the barbed wire.
Right.
Terrible. That'd be an international incident.
Oh, fuck. The UN Security Council.
Oh.
Fuck what's happening in Gaza.
Can you imagine the wildlife Ukraine. Foundation?
The camels are coming! Right. Pecos. Yana's back.
Fuck not you. Yana.
Yes.
Yara.
Yeah, whatever. Right.
She's back. We'll get letters again.
Is it Yara?
Yara.
Yara, Yara. Well, I don't know.
Sorry,
how pert did she look? She must have been skiing all winter.
Yes.
Skiing is good for
bottoms.
Bottoms. Yeah. They swiveled that shit down.
We love you, Yara.
Down the pist, in the shus.
Yeah.
In the bar.
Yeah.
Right.
Ski bunnies. I love a ski bunny.
Fuck. Zarco's girl was wearing a cloth version of his leathers.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan.
That was strange.
It was odd.
It was fucking weird.
Yeah.
Right? Oliveira's. Well, she overdid the lip filler, but she appeared in tracksuit pants with no makeup and she looked to be in pain.
But I think he did the lip filler.
For her?
Because
he's a dentist. Yeah. He's got injections and
shit.
Do
all that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But why she wear the juicy underpants?
To celebrate track pant racing.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, fair enough.
It could be that, track pant racing, you know. Fabulous. Exchanged any and all chicks for a strong man who could hold four umbrellas if he had to.
Yeah. Well, you never know. It can get windy in the desert.
And you might need four umbrellas. Rins, I'm not sure what happened there. Did they just pull some chick off a plane when she was asleep? And just stand here, hold this.
Yes.
Okay, you can get on a plane again. Fucking flight to London's ready. Fuck, I don't know.
So it was just a 4-hour stopover.
Fuck. But the funniest one was fucking Luca.
I know.
His girl days are over. Yeah. He gets to have Poosh stand next to him and whisper, "You are not your brother!" in his ear. fucking Luca, you fucking idiot! You fucking spastic.
Well, his girl didn't have hair extensions at least.
No. He's got that fucking... He's got Pooch standing there. It was fucking horrific. No wonder he came last.
How bad is the Honda budget?
It's nothing. Everything for the bikes, right? Nothing.
They've got 75 sets of carbon fiber fairings for each bike.
Yeah.
Because they're going to need it.
They're
going to
need it. Anyway, so we come now to the main race.
Main race.
Give them nothing, but take from them everything.
What was that? I got no idea what that one was.
What do you mean?
I couldn't really.
Haven't you watched 300?
No, I haven't. Is that what it's
Give from? Them nothing.
Oh, I haven't.
Take from them everything, and then he dies.
Oh, okay.
You haven't watched 300?
No.
It's the fucking greatest film ever made.
I thought it was a gay orgy film.
No, it's not that.
Oh, sure?
Yeah.
It looks like it on the cover.
There's not a single penis in it. You don't see one.
Oh, right.
Right?
Okay.
So, and this brings us to our fucking fabulous sponsor. And now we're going to draw the competition.
Are we?
Yes, we are, Tugs.
But I didn't get to do the thing.
Oh, fuck me dead. Seriously.
We'll do that. Time. We'll do it at the end.
At the end.
At the end.
All right. Okay. Right. The main race. Foul Fernandez bogged his bike on the start.
He had an abortion.
He did. He aborted the race.
Won't be able to do that in COTA this year.
No, the race was red flagged. The people's champion was later stomped at the tours by other racers who hate having the first race of the year wrecked by someone who pressed the wrong button on the bike. And think about it. Adrenaline at the max, lights about to go off, and Foul Fernandez shits in his bed. What the fuck? Some of the riders went to go piss the adrenaline out on the pit straight wall. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Robbie Phillips style.
Yeah. I was just going to piss here in front of everyone.
Yeah, right. But the thing is, you do that anywhere else in Doha, you go to prison for 35 years and get lashed.
Yes. Right. Long lap penalty for the one who's Bedsy's sister. From last year, I think that was. Yes? Yes.
Yeah.
And Bags, not fucking around at all, was he?
No.
No.
Didn't fuck around.
I
reckon that was the most dominant display I've seen from Pecco ever.
It was.
I can't think of another one that was.
He starts a bit iffy, but this was not iffy.
He just fucking stamped himself all over that.
What did you think, Fredo?
Well, you know, it's interesting because there's four guys out there on the 2024 bike, right? So Anaya, Pecco, and you got the Pramac guys. He just made them look stupid.
Yeah.
He just went, fuck this. Martin's not getting wide.
No.
This ain't no fucking sprint race, bitch. Yep. I'm fucking taking you out. And I'm going to take you out early. And he did it. He did it so easy. So easy.
Yeah, he made it look easy. And it's not, but he made it look easy.
So this is what I'm excited about, Pecco, because you don't look at Pecco as the greatest rider in the world. He's not the smoothest rider in the world, the most aggressive rider in the world. But he just worked it out. And Sunday, he's ready.
Well, he's the best rider in the world. And
right now, he absolutely is.
Yeah.
But how much better is the 2024 bike to the other Ducatis? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He got something in there. He just took off. They could not catch him.
No. And that in there's definitely talk about an improved motor in that bike. And Gigi's saying they've got even more.
Jesus.
Gigi reckons there's a bit more there. Once they work out how to get it to the ground, they can turn the taps on a bit
more. Once again,
they don't need to. But the thing is, they don't need to, and they don't want to show. They don't want to show what they got.
Why would they show their
opposition?
Opposition
is so far behind them. Let them worry about it. We'll bring on when they fucking bring it on. You know, that's what they do.
Well, once again, Jack Miller immediately went backwards and then promptly fell off. I'm ropeable about that.
I
don't know. I don't even know what to say.
The problem is, and we alluded to this last year, at the end of last year, silly season starts now.
Yeah.
Right? Pecco's got a contract. Pecco's got a contract for next year. Binder's got a contract for next year. I think maybe one other. Pedro's got a contract for next year. Maybe Pedro only did 1 year. Can't remember. Anyway, most of the field doesn't have a ride next year, right? And fuck, Pedro wants to be on a KTM, and the way it's going, KTM will put him on it.
Pedro had an erection you could bust rocks with, and he showed it to everyone.
Yeah.
At one point, he was the fastest driver on the track, he, like for a few laps, and he clawed his way into fifth. Then, as Simon Crafar predicted, because actually Simon knows what he's looking at, and he fried his tyres, but he did that due to lack of experience. But now he has that experience. The kid's going to be amazing. Seeing him outride Mark Marquez and the Beast, that was fucking amazing.
Yeah, look, it was a bit – it was one of those things. It was exciting. It's definitely exciting. Especially when he gets – especially when Pedro starts getting fucking smoke pouring off the back tyre.
Like, Matt Burt was so overstimulated. I haven't heard him that awestruck since Rossi was crushing the world. No.
Right. I think they're just, you know, they're talking him up a little bit too much.
Sure.
They're reaching right now.
Sure.
The kid has to learn the race craft. He has to learn the race craft on these bikes. He did it in Moto 3, did it in Moto 2. But he's learning the race craft here. It's going to take him a while. He will podium. He may win the race this year.
In his rookie
year.
He's
not going to win it.
No.
I mean, he lived the dream. He fucking overtook Mark Marquez, right? Mark Marquez was when he won his championship, like Pedro was like 9 years old, right? Yeah. He just fucking overtook him and showed him his cock and went, have a look at this one here. Like, fucking beautiful.
Yep.
Now he goes to get some confidence. I listened to him on Spanish television talking. He's a different person on Spanish television. He swears a bit too much and talks a bit funny. But I don't like it too much. But, you know, the kid is going to be – he's an alien.
He's an alien. He's absolutely an alien. He's for sure an alien.
Yep.
He's for sure an alien.
I think they talk him up too much. Let the boys think.
Yeah, look, and I think it's one thing to – to watch him pass Marquez and all of that and go, yeah, that was amazing. But Marquez was riding a race to get to the end with some tyres underneath him.
Yeah.
Like, and most of those boys would have watched Pedro go past with tyre smoke pouring out the back of it and sliding all over the place.
Yeah, well, they knew what was going to happen, yeah.
Yeah, and they would have just watched him go past and go, well, he's going to die.
Yeah.
Like, he's either going to fucking fly himself to the moon or he's going to go backwards. So, they all knew. They all know how it works, right? So, and he'll have learned a lot. He won't have learned enough yet, so he's got a long way to go. But the boy's got speed. He's got speed, and that no one should ever have doubted that.
So there was a lot of vicious shit happening for third place because Pecco was gone. Binder was great. Binder rode a great race, but he just doesn't. The KTM is not slow in the straight anymore. I don't think
it's got some juice.
Yeah, I don't think the Ducati's got the speed advantage down the straights anymore.
And they're not far away. I mean, Brad had some grip issues on Saturday, and then on Sunday the rear was pumping a bit on him. It's like they'd fixed the grip issue, but maybe gone a bit too far the other way. But once it's fine, it's just fine tuning, fine tuning. And he still had some grip at the end. You know, he'll be all right. Brad's a fucking racer. I love guys that are racers. Yeah. He's not the best in qualifying.
He can bang.
Look, Jack's often faster than him in an outright, you know, one lap shootout.
Yeah, well, fucking Binder is second in the world championship at the moment,
exactly right?
So Pecco 31, Binder 29, Martin 28. Mark Marquez, 18. Beast, 15. Captain, 15.
Yeah. I felt for Frankie, too. Frankie,
what the fuck?
Oh, look, I get it. I mean, I've seen a couple of people say stuff on social media about Frankie going, oh, you know, he's on a good bike now, but he still came 18th or whatever. It's the first time he rode the fucking thing. He's been injured all off-season. He hasn't been able to test it.
Yeah.
He literally turned up on Friday. It's the first time he's thrown a leg over the bike. So, you know.
Yeah, but he's going to run out of time. Tarks, he's going to run
out
of time. If he doesn't do something in the next two or three races, he's going to run out of time and he's not going to have a ride. The musical chairs don't last.
No, exactly right.
Somebody tell me what was going on with Yamaha.
Oh, not a great track. Well, actually, I was about to say not a great track for them, but Mavericks won there a couple of times on it and it's – so they, I expected a little bit better from them.
I think they did too.
I think they did too. But that said, the improvement at the front was out of sight.
Yeah,
out of sight. I want to go and do some analysis on Marquez's race time versus what Jorge Martin and Pecco ran last year on the same bike. It'd be interesting just to check. But and it's not a completely fair comparison either. Although it's reasonable. Anyway, doesn't matter. It's not bad. It'd be interesting to see. But
we're gonna have a hell of a season. We're gonna have
gonna be a cracker.
Fucking cracker season.
Hey, do you want to know something else interesting? Sylvain Ginterly is switching to car racing because he wants to become the first man to win the Le Mans 24 hours on a bike and a car.
Okay.
In a car.
That
would be great.
Yeah. A fucking man needs to have ambitions.
Yeah.
I love Sylvain Quintoli. He's a great wonderful guy. Man. Wonderful man. I hope he does it. Yeah. I'll be cheering for him.
Okay. Should we announce the winner of our long awaited SC project?
We have. Yeah. And Maddie's one of the world. Maddie, who runs. Maddie Hinks runs.
Yeah, SC project.
They've been with us for a couple of years. They, hand on your heart, these are the best aftermarket pipes in the world, bar none. Yes. Now, they run on MotoGP bikes. You know, the captain wouldn't be the captain without them, you know. And he very, very generously, for our Patreon members, offered a full set. That's the full system.
Yeah.
That's the pipes that come out of the engine all the way to the back and go into the can.
From the headers to the butt.
That's like $5,000 or $6,000 worth of pipe.
Yeah.
Worth of gear. You know, that's an amazing agenda. Thank you, Matty. That's great. And we've had a fairly big response, I would think.
We have. There's like 260 entries. Fantastic. So you had to tell us in 25 words or less why you deserve to win it and why nobody else does.
And they fucked it up, didn't
Everybody,
they?
Everybody pretty much to a man fucked it up. Even though we even did a special like 4-minute podcast halfway through to say, you're getting this wrong.
Yeah.
You need to. So because some people can't count. So some people have gone over the 25 words.
Well, I could forgive them for that.
No, I can't. Fuck them. I've got to read the fucking things.
Well, you know, you've got to do what you've got to do, fuck you.
As soon as I see one that goes to 4 lines, I don't read it. Like, fuck you. Can't listen. Making my life hard. And then there's other people who try to be funny, and you're just not, because we're funny. That's why you listen to
them. Not all the time.
No, sometimes.
Okay.
But our Patreon people aren't very funny.
But they've got to answer the point here was they had to answer the question. Funny?
You're very funny.
You're fucking.
We haven't told you. We want you to just keep being serious. It works really well for us.
But the most important thing was that there were two parts to that question, to the thing. Tell us why you need to win them.
Yeah.
And tell us why no one else does.
I've found one.
All right.
We have a winner.
Well, good.
Because I think this guy, he hasn't tried to be funny, he hasn't tried to be silly, but he's done exactly what was required.
Right.
And he says, I deserve the SC Project Oceania Sex Cannon because a GP M2 would replace the munted can on my Gixxer. Nobody else deserves it because they haven't even bothered to go to the website so they can say which one they want.
He went to the website
and said, I want the GP2. The GP M2, that's the one for my bike. He checked it out, worked out which one was appropriate, said, I'm going to have that one. Nobody else even had a look. Research, people.
What is this genius's name?
His name's Neil. That's all I know.
Neil?
Neil. I'm going to send him a message right now on Patreon.
Right.
Neil, you fucking magnificent son of a bitch.
There you go. Congratulations,
you just
Neil.
Won an SC Project fucking exhaust system.
Full system. Full system.
Yeah. He's only been a member for – he joined in December. Good job. Well done, Neil. I'll write a message. Hey, Neil, you cunt. You won. Giz deets.
And bank account and credit and card numbers.
Yeah. He's going to go, this is bullshit. I'm being spammed. Signed, Tug. There you go.
Then he knows it's true then.
Yeah.
That seems legit now.
How could that be a scam?
Yeah, couldn't possibly be a scam. Fill in.
Signed Prince Mubasu Uvalu from Namibia.
I'm from Uganda. I'm done.
Boys, what a fantastic start to the season. I can't wait. For the next end in 2 weeks. I will be back. I promise.
I need you in this studio.
Yeah, go be back here.
I'm coming.
Just give me one more week
of Beijing and then I'll be back.
You got to come back.
You get arrested.
If Immigrasi let me back in the country. You
know? Yeah. It's sorted.
Lovely people Australia in immigration. You let me back, yes?
Hey, you know what else we've got to do? We can't go yet. We've got to do Hearts and Minds. For all our Patreon peoples.
Yay.
We've got to do Hearts and Minds. This will be our first Hearts and Minds for the year.
First Hearts and Minds.
Do you know how many Patreon people we've got now?
No.
767.
Gee, that's all right.
It's amazing. There's magazines that don't sell that many copies.
There's not a single magazine that sells that many copies. There's not. I think all the magazines together still don't sell that many copies.
There you go.
Right.
We have 59 questions. We love you, people.
59 questions. Excellent. But we're not going to do it. We're not going to do it. We're going to say goodbye to everyone. And then
bye, everyone. And make sure you go and join Patreon.
Yeah.
Because there's fun and shit goes on there. You get extra stuff.
Yeah, we've got some more prizes coming this year. You're going to love them.
Yeah.
All right. Because that's how we bribe you.
Yeah.
We bribe you.
We have to.
How much does it cost?
It's like the lottery.
It's like fucking
lotto.
$5 a month.
I think it's $4 US or $5 US or something. That's $8.
$8. Jesus Christ. It's like
buying a beer.
It's not even a beer. Beers are now like $12 or some shit.
It's fucking ridiculous. It's
fucking crazy. Right.
Anyway, we're going.
Thank you all. See you in 2 weeks after the Port of Mao.
Come home, Fredo.
Yeah.
Ciao, Bella.
Ciao, bitches.
Bye, everyone. Oh, he found it.